Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Well, not when it comes to minor or major auto body repair. That's when you need to call the professionals at Crossroads Auto Body Repair. They're located at 3045 Crossroads Drive, and their number is 530-226-0992. Call today and make an appointment for a free estimate. Gift certificates are also available at Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992 and make an appointment today for a free estimate. That's 530-226-0992.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here for one reason and one reason only, and that is to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house, or maybe plan some projects you'd like to do in the future. If you've got one in mind, give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com, and we will do our very best to help you out. Coming up on today's episode, you have champagne home makeover dreams, but only, sadly, a beer budget. Well, you don't have to give up those dreams because we've got tips on seven, count them, seven upgrades you can do with less than $1,000 coming up.
All right. And plaster walls, they're super common in older homes, but cracks are almost as common after decades of settling. We're going to share a trick of the trade to make repairing those cracks easy and fast.
And if you've been chipping away a lot of ice this winter, we're going to share a trick of the trade to help make it disappear, especially when it happens to freeze a garage door shut. Tough way to start the day. We're going to solve it.
For sure. But first, guys, what projects do you want to tackle this weekend? Are they big? Are they small? Whatever it is that you want to tackle, but maybe you don't know where to start, or you don't know the right supplies, or you're just stuck. Well, we can help you out, so give us a call anytime.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you could post your questions by clicking the blue microphone button on moneypit.com and shoot us a voicemail. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Julian, Missouri, which is probably freezing just like everybody else in the United States of America has been this winter.
Yeah, like way below freezing. So that's part of my question. We have a couple of huge hot water heaters, an 85-gallon and a couple of 50s. We have a bed and breakfast, and the hot water heaters are in the basement, and it seems like it's always the people on the third floor that get up first, and so there's a lot of water going down the drain of all that hot water. Plus, over the past couple of years, we've had frozen pipes, and not the outside walls. It's been in the middle of the room because the house was built in the 1800s, so that's pretty drafty walls. So I remember somebody telling me once about some recirculating hot water. So the pipes always have hot water in them. Maybe those hot water pipes wouldn't freeze.
Well, first of all, hot water is only half of the equation here. You know, you're going to be running cold water up to those rooms as well, correct? Like for a bathroom?
Well, I guess. That's why I'm calling you, because you're the man.
Yeah, so I mean, I would think recirculating hot water is not the solution here. Look, if you've got frozen pipes or pipes that tend to freeze, there's really only a couple of things that you can do about this. And the most sensible thing is to insulate them. Now, if it's in an interior wall space, and you know where that wall is. One thing that you could think about doing is adding blown-in insulation to the interior wall. Now, normally you wouldn't do this, right? Because why insulate an interior wall? But that would be a lot easier than tearing a wall open. You've got to get insulation on these pipes if they're prone to freezing. And nothing else short of that is going to solve this. You know, I have in my house a kitchen sink that had a pipe that ran up the exterior wall, and invariably in the coldest winters it would freeze. The only solution there is to insulate the pipe, and when we couldn't get to that pipe to insulate it, what we ended up doing was actually moving the lines to a different location so they would be less likely to freeze. So there's always a solution. It's not always easy, but you've got to insulate those as a start, and if it's an interior wall, I would simply blow insulation into that wall. That's the fastest way to get some warmth around those pipes and stop them from freezing. In terms of recirculating hot water, yes, there are ways to do that, but it tends to be very wasteful, and I don't think it would be cost effective when you consider all of the electricity it takes to run that water 24/7. Plus, when you're running that water back to the water heater, remember, your water heater is going to run more frequently too, because it's actually going to be heating a lot more water, not only the water that's in the water heater, but all that extra water that's running through the pipes. So I don't think from a cost effective perspective, even though it seems like you're wasting resources and wasting money and wasting water, I don't think you're wasting so much that it would be anywhere near a break even for you to put in the equipment it would take to recirculate it.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
Julie, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Bill in Texas has a question about rusty grout in a bathroom project. What's going on?
Yes, ma'am. A couple of years ago, I put in a tile shower. I removed a fiberglass shower and I put in a tile shower. And the problem is, you know how you put, like, the rubber barrier up, like, 42 or 48 inches? I put that up, but I'm guessing that I should have used, like, stainless steel screws, because in two spots you can kind of detect, like, a rust color kind of seeping through the grout. And I'm wondering if I should remove the grout and maybe try it. They have that epoxy-based grout. If I should do that, or if there's, when I remove the grout, if there's a product I should apply to kind of neutralize the rust. Basically, that's what's going on. I'm decently handy, so I know I can remove the grout and everything, but I'm just wondering what steps I should take to prevent the rust from coming back.
Well, the sand-based grout certainly is going to allow any rust stains to kind of permeate right through. Epoxy grout probably would not. That might be the simplest solution if it's just minor surface rust. It's a little bit late now to pull tile off and start, you know, changing fasteners. So I think that probably makes the most sense, Bill, would be just to remove the old grout with a grout saw and then regrout it with epoxy-based grout, which, by the way, is a little harder to work with. So make sure you take your time, maybe practice off those bathroom walls before you apply it to it. But I think that's probably the best solution in the short term.
Now, for automotive, they have, like, 415 and different products to, like, neutralize the rust. Is there anything like that would it be worthwhile to even try to attempt that, or is it not worth my time?
I'm not familiar with those products, but my concern would be that, you know, if you got one, it'll probably open up somewhere else along the way. So it's kind of like you're chasing a ghost after a while.
Okay, so maybe try the epoxy grout and cross my fingers.
I would say so. I think it's a pretty good chance it's going to work out, Bill, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Deborah in Georgia's on the line with a laminate question. What can we do for you?
I have some laminate floor covering that, unfortunately, some nail polish was spilled onto. It's dried. It's clear, but how can I get it up? Because you can see it at an angle that I'd really like for it to be gone.
Was there a story behind that accident?
Yeah, my grandson picked up a bag and dropped it.
Oh.
Bless his heart. Have you tried nail polish remover?
I was afraid to try it.
You know what? I have enough confidence in your laminate that I think that's probably okay. But here's what I would do. I would not, like, soak it. I would put a little bit on a cotton ball or a little bit on a paper towel and then just work at it a little bit at a time.
Okay.
But I bet you that's probably the quickest way. That's acetone, and that's the quickest way probably to get that off of the floor.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if the non-acetone nail polish might work even better. I don't I was afraid to try anything.
Yeah, well, listen, if you got a concern about it, what you could do is go to an area of the floor that's not so visible, like maybe in a closet or underneath the kickboard or a piece of furniture, and just try a little bit right there. I suspect it won't have any effect on it because that stuff's pretty tough.
Well, great. That's wonderful. That's the best news I've had.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us. We are coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need and they can handle the rest. Start to finished. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, home improvements that don't have to cost a fortune but look like they did. We've got up to 7 affordable upgrades you can get done with less than $1,000 when the Money Pit returns. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles Podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles Podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on? What are the big plans you've got for your Money Pit this year, this weekend, this month? You know, no timeline is too close or too far out. So if you can dream it, we can help you build it. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and every Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Heading out to Delaware, where Ed's got a problem in the basement and some sort of mysterious odor. What's going on down there?
I purchased a home back in 2015 of August, and about 3 months into it, I lost power in the basement, and it turns out I had some moisture in the electrical outlets. So those outlets have since been closed off, and I was told I had to get them rewired but apparently there was some moisture coming in somewhere. But ever since I purchased the home, there's this odor that radiates from the basement, and it's just like a chemical odor, and it comes upstairs and literally gets in everything that's the clothes and everything that goes with you to work, and it stays in the clothes. I just can't seem to get rid of it.
Is the basement unfinished, Ed?
No, unfortunately, it's finished. It has paneling against the wall.
It has paneling?
Yes.
And does it have carpets?
Half the basement has carpet, yes. And the carpet seems drying everything, so I was hoping it was something radiating from the carpet, but if that seems to be okay. So my next option is basically to get a waterproofer in here and potentially have the basement gutted and finished, you know, seal the walls.
No, you don't want to do that. So I do think that the most likely source of the odor is simply dampness. And because it's partially finished, you know, the materials can, when they get wet, they can also hold bacteria, and that can cause an odor. The carpet is absolutely terrible. That will hold dust and dust mites and dirts and can really contribute to the smell. But the solution is never, ever to call a basement waterproofer. Most guys generally install one kind of system and one kind of system only, and that's a series of drains and pumps that pump water out. But your problem can be easily resolved by doing two things. Number one, improving the drainage condition at the foundation perimeter. So that means adding soil where it's flat, sloping it away from the walls and that sort of thing. And secondly, and even more importantly, looking at the gutter system, making sure the downspouts are clean, free-flowing, and extending from the foundation perimeter at least 4 to 6 feet. So those two things will reduce the amount of moisture that collects at the perimeter, and that will reduce humidity in the basement and certainly reduce any chance of flooding. Once that's done, I would probably also opt to install a dehumidifier in the basement, and I would put in a good quality dehumidifier, such as one from Santa Fe. They have some nice units that hang from the ceiling that really do an effective job at pulling moisture out. And you can set up that drain so that it basically drains outside or to a condensate pump, so it's not like you're going to have to empty a pan of water now and again. Then at some point you're going to have to decide what you want to do with that basement. I can't tell you how many times I've seen paneling pulled off to find lots and lots of mold behind it, and that may or may not be the case there. But I think if we reduce the moisture in that basement, I think you'll find a lot of the odor will dissipate.
Okay, and as far as the electrical outlets in that basement containing a little bit of moisture.
Condensation, it's all related, it's all the same issue. You've got a lot of condensation there.
Okay.
Take a look at MoneyPit.com. Right on the homepage, there's a good article, one of the most popular ones on the site, about how to solve basement moisture problems and flooding.
Okay, will do.
All right, good luck, Ed. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Joyce in Alabama on the line who's got a question about a sink odor. What's going on?
Well, this is in a bathroom sink. It's about 25 years old. It's a type that has three air vent holes in it or overflow holes in it, and the odor seems to be emanating primarily from there. It's a very musty odor, and I came down to that conclusion because I finally took some paper and stuffed up those holes, and things smelled much better in the bathroom that way.
Well, sometimes what happens is you'll get some bacteria that will grow in that overflow trap. So what I would suggest you do is this. That is to fill the sink up with hot water and add some bleach to it. And let the bleach very slowly trickle over that overflow. And so it saturates it, and hopefully that will kill that mold or that bacteria. Now, the other thing that you can do is you can take the bathroom sink trap apart and clean it out with a bottle brush. Now, some of the traps today are just plastic. They're easy to unscrew and put back together. Under the sink, sometimes you can clean that. And again, you get that biogas that forms in there. If you clean it with a bleach solution, that usually makes things smell a lot better in the bathroom. Okay, Joyce?
All right. Thank you so much.
Well, no doubt, sometimes home improvements can cost a bundle, but you might be surprised to learn how many can deliver a very large impact at a fraction of that big cost, including 7 that you can get done with less than $1,000.
All right, so let's start in the kitchen. Now, upgrading kitchen work surfaces, that's an affordable home improvement because there's several sleek, budget-friendly materials that you can choose from, including lots of green options like stainless steel, cast concrete, even solid surfacing. And you can update your cabinet hardware, maybe add some new paint, and your kitchen is going to look brand new.
And then there's the bath, usually a very expensive update, but just add some accessories to your bathroom and you can increase water savings, comfort, and safety, especially if you plan on being in your home for a while. These could include, for example, easy-to-grasp door and cabinet hardware, rocker light switches, grab bars, and water-saving shower fixtures or even a water-saving toilet.
Yeah, and then, guys, there's my secret decor weapon. I'm talking about paint. You know, paint really is just so underrated. It's the easiest, cheapest, and most transformative home improvement product out there. So use it. I mean, seriously, you can pick any color under the rainbow or any tone thereof and completely change the look and feel of any space in your home. I know it's overwhelming. There's lots of colors, but take the time, bring home swatches, paint a little bit on the wall, look at it over the course of a couple of days, and I promise you, it's going to make a huge difference.
And while you're at it, organize. You can organize to create more spaces and less clutter. Improvements like shelving and safe stowing zones are a very inexpensive way to convert a crammed garage into a place where you can actually park a car. Oh my God, park a car in a garage. What will you think of next? And easily access all that gear.
Next, you've got to move outside. Now, outdoor living is huge. Now, building a small deck or patio, whatever, brick, natural stone, even cement pavers can expand both your living space and your home's value. You can also update landscaping or even upgrade your front entry door. All of this adds major curb appeal.
And a great way to stretch your dollar is to make improvements that save money, like upgrading your home's insulation. These are really easy and cost-effective improvements we're talking about, guys. They're going to give you a big bang for your buck for many years to come.
Laura in South Carolina, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We have a deck on the back of our house that we, about 2 years ago, put a product on it that makes it like an anti-slip texture. And the coating is starting to chip off in big chunks. So we were thinking about using that deck over, or over deck, I think it's called. And when we were at Home Depot, we noticed that they have something else that was an option. They're actually foot squared tiles. They're like a thick rubber that you actually use glue to adhere onto the deck, and then you cover your deck that way. My concern is, if you apply that onto the deck, will that rot the wood?
Well, Laura, I'm not familiar with rubber tiles, but there are polypropylene tiles or plastic tiles or composite tiles that are on the market that are designed to cover old decks. And the way these work is they sit on top of the deck boards and they usually lock together. And some of them are quite attractive. There's a product called Cover Deck that comes in dozens of different colors and shapes and designs that could look really neat, and it's not going to be slippery, and it's going to look great. I am concerned if you're gluing something down to the wood deck. I agree that something like rubber glued to wood is bound to let some water underneath, and it's certainly not going to evaporate. These composite tiles or the plastic tiles usually have a bit of space under them, which allows the wood to breathe and dry out. And really, that's the issue. If you hold water against it, you will get decay. So I would take a look at some of the tile products that allow you to cover these decks and probably avoid anything that's rubbery that you're going to glue down.
Okay, so the glue is okay as long as there's a gap or some sort of gap between the wood.
It's okay to cover it as long as there's airspace so it dries out.
Okay, perfect. All right, thank you.
We're broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, do you love old homes, but maybe not all that cracked up walls that come with them? Plaster, I mean, it's going to crack. It's very common, but the fix really isn't as hard as you think. We're going to share some tips and more when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at the Simple.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating in there.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The day.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And spring is within striking distance. I mean, we're getting there. I can feel it. It's coming. It's going to be great. We're going to be able to get back outside and do all the things we love. So if you've got a project to plan for outside, now would be a great time to talk about it with us. So give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We will answer your project questions and make sure you are good to go when the sun finally arrives.
Heading to Minnesota, where Beth is doing some work in the bathroom, and you want some toilet help. What's going on?
Well, the water kept running into it, so I decided to install a new fuel valve and flapper. And I measured everything, and I followed the instructions, and I did solve the original problem, but now I developed a new one. When I flush it, the water goes into the bowl okay, except now anything in the bowl goes to the top of the bowl, almost to the rim. And then when the tank itself is filled, then the bowl goes down slowly, and it flushes, but then it only leaves a little water in the bowl. So I called the manufacturer and talked to them. He said, well, try plunging it because it might be a clog. So I did that. I tried hot water and bleach to see if I could get that, if it is a clog. But nothing has worked. And I don't know what to do. I give up.
I mean, that's what happens typically in a clog, is it'll fill to the top, and then the tank will fill, and then it'll, you know, that suction force will just bring everything down.
Yeah. And the ones that are the trickiest to diagnose is when you have a partial clog, where you have some water that's getting past, but not a lot. So I wonder if something is lodged in either the trap of the toilet or the line beyond that. And really the next step is to have a plumber come out and do a drain cleaning of that. I'll tell you a funny story about how this happened when my kids were younger. We had a toilet that was clogged in a downstairs bathroom, and outside this bathroom we had a willow tree. And I knew that the willow tree roots used to get into the plumbing line, so I immediately assumed that was what it was, and I went outside and dug up my yard and found the pipe clean out, which was a couple of feet below the surface, and I snaked one way and snaked the other way, and I couldn't find any clog. So I thought, well, maybe it's between the pipe break and the toilet, so I decided to pull the toilet off. And don't you know that when I did that, I turned it over and noticed something blue in the bottom of the toilet. And, of course, you're not supposed to have anything blue in a ceramic toilet. It turned out to be a little toy telephone that one of my kids had dropped down there that was letting just enough water through to trick us. And so you never know what's going to be in there. And if you have a partial obstruction like that, that could explain for what's happening.
Okay, well, the only thing I can do then is to get a plumber.
Yep. You don't want a carpenter, that's for sure. Beth, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, long before we had walls of drywall, plaster was really the material of choice for wall and ceiling construction. But often older homes will settle, and that allows cracks to form in the plaster. And just kind of painting over those cracks really solves nothing, and tearing off all that plaster to redo is time-consuming, and it can be really expensive. But there is a way that you can repair those plaster walls.
Yeah, that's true. There really is only one correct way to make repairs to plaster walls that will really last and look good. So let's start by describing kind of how plaster and lath, which are the wood strips that are under the plaster, are constructed. The lath is laid over framing. So think of lath as kind of like those wood sticks that you use to support like tomatoes and plants in your garden. They're like an inch and a half wide and maybe a quarter or so inch thick. Well, those are nailed up across the framing. And then the plasterer, yes, at one time there was a job called a plasterer. The plasterer would push the plaster through the lath to force it kind of out the back. And when it sort of squished out the back, it sort of formed a hook that grabbed onto the lath. And that's what held up the walls and the ceilings.
Yeah, but what about the cracks? I mean, what really is the best way for you to repair those?
Well, the reason the cracks fail is because with that plaster sort of squished through the lath, well, it gets loose, it breaks, and then the plaster starts to separate from the lath. And that's when, especially if it's in the ceiling, it can get really loose and actually fall down. It can even hurt somebody if it's a big enough piece. So here's how you basically fix it before it gets that bad. What you want to do is use a masonry bit and drill holes along the sides, along both sides of the crack. And you use the masonry bit so that you don't drill through the lath. Now, if you hit a void, which is sort of between the strips of lath, just move the bit to the left or the right and make sure you have enough holes in that area. Then grab a vacuum cleaner, clean out all that loose debris from the drill sites. And then what you're going to want to do is apply an adhesive that comes in a tube kind of similar to caulk. You cut that tip of that tube at the end, then insert the tip into the drilled hole and basically squish in as much of it as you can. And mark where it stops. You can cut the tip off of the tube exactly to the size you need. One good squeeze in each hole is probably going to be all that you'll need, and then just wipe off the excess.
All right, but now that you've kind of got that repair in place, how do you know that it's really adhering to that lath and, like, holding on?
That's a good question. There's one more step, and that you need to tighten it up with screws, something called a plaster washer. So think of, like, a fender washer, which is like a really wide washer with a small hole, except made of plastic. And you put a screw through it, and that wider plastic washer, like, pulls the plaster in tight, and it holds it in place while it's drying. Now, you can either remove the screws on the plaster washer when the wall is dry, when that glue is dried, or you can leave them in place because some of them are designed to be very flat and actually countersunk a bit so that you can kind of, like, spackle right over it. But once it's solid, then you can add some spackling tape and then a couple of coats of spackle on top of that, and it should stay and not move again. Problem is that people just try to throw plaster on top of that or throw spackle on top of it or tape over it without fixing the loose plaster underneath, and it just continues to move, and it never solves a thing. But that's the way to fix it once, fix it right, and you don't have to deal with it again.
All right.
Until the next crack forms, which is going to happen in an old house. We call it charm.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Well, one of the joys of winter, getting stuck in your own garage thanks to a frozen garage door. It happens, people. You can laugh, I know, but it does happen. We're going to tell you how to get out in one piece after this. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your projects as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Hey, guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles Podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles Podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
Thank you.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, do you ever feel like your home is a money pit? Well, listen, we get it, but it's all about perspective. You know, for us, a money pit isn't a disaster. It's a home we love.
That's right. So whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a reno, consider us your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, or fix-up. That all happens when you listen to us on the Money Pit podcast. Download it today at moneypit.com/podcast, moneypit.com/podcast.
Lewis, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a question regarding a sump pump drainage water. The previous owner has it routed to the sewer line going to the bathroom in the basement. That's where the sump pump is also. And I was wondering, should I reroute that to the outside of the house, or should it? Is it okay where it is?
Well, you're technically not supposed to connect a sump pump to a sewer line. You're correct in that it's supposed to go outside the house. Part of the issue is that if you don't have a check valve, for sure, if you have any backup in the sewer, it could come right straight back up into the sump pump, and that's not going to be a pleasant situation. So it would be preferable that it drained outside and at least 4 to 6 feet away from your foundation of your home so it doesn't drop water back against the foundation wall.
Okay, well, I did put a check valve in. I put a heavy-duty sump pump in it, and it requires you to put a check valve in it, which I did. They put a flex hose from there to the sewer line into the wall, and I'm not comfortable with that. And I didn't think it should go there, but thanks for answering. I'll take care of that.
Yeah, and you are correct. So make sure you repair the sewer line when you pull that hose out. Okay.
I will do that. Thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, storing your car in a garage can help keep it frost-free, but the same can't be said for the garage door, and they often become stuck in super cold weather, and that's going to trap you and your car inside. So if you find yourself frozen in, first try disconnecting that automatic garage door opener, and then try to open it manually.
Now, if that doesn't work, don't force it, or you could damage the door. What you want to do is spray a lock de-icer along the bottom of the door, and if you don't happen to have one, you can use WD-40 as a de-icing tool, and that's another one of its many uses. You can also pour lukewarm water along the base, then slide a putty knife between the rubber bottom and the concrete slab to kind of break away any remaining ice that has stuck that door to the concrete floor.
Sparky and George is on the line with a question about cleaning a bathroom. How can we help you today?
I live in a subdivision of about 65 employees out in the country. I actually test the water on a daily basis for the chlorine and report that at the end of the month to the local provider. I've got a two-bedroom house. In one bathroom, I've got no problem with the water in the tank or the bowl. In the master bedroom, I've got the bath where it's got a black ring, water ring, and I've replaced the water line, the inside of the water tank, replaced the entire bowl, and it continues to come up. Even after we clean the bowl, we still get that black water ring.
So you're able to remove it, but it comes back.
That's correct.
And it only shows up on that bathroom and not others.
That's correct. And the products that we've gotten from the store shelf have not been able to help either. And we've actually gone to the internet and says the more chlorine you put in it, the more that black ring will come back. But we clean the both bathrooms with the same products.
Are the toilets the same age?
The same age, yes. I've called the water company and they said they don't have a clue. And I said I'd sampled the water and tested it every day for the monthly reports.
I wonder if there's something different about the porcelain finish on that toilet. For example, if one toilet's finish was, maybe it was scrubbed more over the years, and as a result, it's worn off some of its porcelain, so it's a bit more porous and becomes more of a trap for bacteria to kind of grow in. And I'm speculating here. I'm kind of shooting from the hip, Sparky, because I know that that you've tried all of the sort of normal things. But it's confusing that it happens just in this one particular bathroom with this one particular toilet. I guess given everything that you've done, have you considered just replacing the toilet and seeing if that does it?
Well, that we've done. In fact, I got to go back and you may be onto something, because one bowl is round, which is the one issue that we've got. The other bathroom, it is oblong. So they were same manufacturer, but two different bowls.
That would be the only thing that seems left, because you've done everything else.
I was just wondering if there's some product on the market other than Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Look, there's a lot of products that clean this, but it's not going to stop from coming back. I mean, the go-to product for me is CLR. Have you used that yet?
No, I have not.
So that's an old standby. Take a look at CLR, calcium. It stands for calcium, lime, and rust. It basically is one of the best toilet bowl cleaners out there. Inexpensive, and give that a shot. But if it continues to develop that issue, I might consider replacing the toilet if it's really bothersome. Either that, or get one of those Tidy Bowl men with the blue dye, so you just don't notice it.
Correct. Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much.
All right, Sparky. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, this is the Money Pit, and we are coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, you know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with pros who know how to deliver a job well done. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, tiling is a very popular flooring option, but can you add it on top of old tile or maybe even old vinyl? We're going to answer those questions when the Money Pit returns.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
And then I looked at the tile floor. I'm like, oh, man, and realized what the guy had done. They had put a, like a one-inch mud job tile floor, which was a great tile floor, but it was so high, you literally could not get the dishwasher out. You know what we had to do? We had to pull the sink and pull the countertop up off of those cabinets in order to lift that dishwasher up and out of that hole, which is where it'd become, and get the new one installed.
Yeah, that's a big pain in the butt.
It was a huge pain in the butt. So that's one thing to keep in mind as you consider these options. But really the easiest thing today, if you decide that you can live without tile, you really need to look at the new vinyl plank floor and the new stone hybrid floors that are out there, because they are incredibly durable, beautiful, waterproof, durable, just a lot better and a lot nicer than anything you would imagine vinyl could be. And you may find one that you really, really like as a result, and save yourself a heck of a lot of work.
All right, well, while we're on the topic of tile, Emily's got a question. She says, I have a gas fireplace that's surrounded by 12-inch by 12-inch flat ceramic tiles. Is there a way to adhere new tiles on top of the existing ones to avoid having to remove the old tiles?
Well, definitely. I mean, see, while you can't, in the first case, glue tiles to vinyl, you certainly can glue new tiles to old tiles. Tile installers do it all the time. Just make sure you offset the seams so that they're not lining up. That will make that a little bit of a stronger installation. And it's definitely the easiest way to get that done, as long as the thickness doesn't become an issue.
You know, Emily, there's so many choices of tile out there, and you're probably going to go with something that's similarly sized. And if that's the case, you're going to end up with a sanded grout. And you want to make sure that you seal the grout just in case these tiles are on the hearth and they get extra dirty. This way it'll keep it looking nice and clean. But so many choices out there. I think you're going to have a great time redesigning this fireplace.
You've been listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are so glad you are. We hope that you've picked up a trick or two that's going to help you improve your space. And if you've got questions and could not get through to us today, we apologize. But remember, you can reach us 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, use our brand new voicemail by clicking on the blue microphone button on moneypit.com. You can record your question to us, and we will do our best answer it in the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoxford. Air Ambulance Service Care Flight suspending operations after one of their aircraft crashed in Nevada last night, killing five people on board. Lyon County Sheriff Sergeant Nathan Cooper tells KOLO-TV the location where the plane went down is isolated.
Away from any houses or residents in the area, so there is no further threat to the public or anything like that. It's a single incident that is being contained right now.
Cooper says it took authorities about 2 hours to reach the wreckage about 45 miles southeast of Reno near the town of Stagecoach.
Crews with Central Lyon and Lyon County Sheriff's Office and Lyon County Search and Rescue located a single prop bi-wing aircraft that had went down in the area. Currently right now we have the area cordoned off. We're working with NTSB and the FAA.
Among the dead, the pilot, flight nurse, paramedic, a patient, and the patient's family member. Eight people stabbed in an Oklahoma City establishment overnight. Police say two of the wounded reportedly in critical condition. Another Norfolk Southern Railroad derailment. This one not as serious as the one in East Palestine, Ohio. In Lexington, North Carolina, one car from a freight train hopped the track. Authorities say there's no hazmat situation. More than 400,000 people still without power in Michigan after the storms.
When our power went out, you could hear either a tree falling down or the transformer exploding. It's something. It was very loud, and I'm not sure where it was. So it wasn't right outside of our house, but we could hear it. And I knew immediately, like, we're not getting power back for a minute. Meanwhile, I didn't expect it to be multiple days.
Meanwhile, that storm that pummeled the West Coast with flooding and frigid temperatures now has shifted its focus to Southern California. Good news, though, the authorities there say that this should taper off over the weekend. Meanwhile, still blizzard warnings remain in the mountains, and flood advisories are blanketing the region. Townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Election Day in Nigeria brought frustration today. Many had to view their ballots with flashlights while others stood watch at polling stations as counting got underway late amid fears of vote tampering one day after delays in Africa's most populous nation. The BBC's Peter Owachi reports.
Some polling units didn't have any ballot papers or ballot boxes or even election officials. It took a while. There's this new machine that is used to verify voters. Some of them had problems, and at some polling stations there were really, really long queues, and at other polling stations just nearby, you'd find, you know, just a trickle of people coming in. So it has been chaotic, but Nigerians have been resilient, and they have been patient.
Meanwhile, the presidential election vote counting will commence at noon on Sunday. News and analysis at townhall.com. Check your kitchens. John Scott reports Kasori's recalling more than 2 million air fryers.
The air fryers sold in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico recalled because their wire connections can overheat and cause a fire risk. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says consumers should stop using the air fryers immediately. The recall involves multiple model numbers in 3.7-quart and 5.8-quart sizes. All of the units have the Kasori brand on the front. The air fryers were sold between June 2018 and December 2022. Consumers will receive a free replacement. John Scott reporting.
Netflix cutting its prices in several of its smaller markets in the latest twist on the video streaming service's efforts to keep its recently revived subscriber growth rolling amid stiffer competition and inflation pressures. Lower prices affect more than 30 of the roughly 190 countries where Netflix is available. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Take out the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I'm gonna hate it.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie App and LL Flooring's Profiles Podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are so glad you are here with us today because we do have a great show in store. Coming up on today's show, don't you hate digging through your freezer to find all the food you want? Have you ever bought something only to find that you already had it, but you were so disorganized you didn't know you had it? That happens in that
yeah.
scenario, too. So we're going to share some tips for organizing that freezer so you can find those frozen items more easily and reduce food waste.
And would you do anything to avoid shoveling snow again? Well, we've got a serious solution for anyone who's had enough shoveling for their lifetime.
Yeah, and serious and solution are both spelled with a dollar sign.
Yes, and by serious solution, we mean expensive.
Plus, a gorgeous banister and a dramatic new post can add a stylish look to your stairs. But if you've got years of manhandling, you know, kids running up and down the stairs and all that kind of thing, they get shaky, they get loose, they start to crack. But the fixes are actually pretty easy. We'll walk you through those.
But first, what are you guys working on? You need some help? Maybe you're planning a renovation or you're working on a repair or thinking about redecorating. Whatever it is, we are here to help you create your best home ever and tackle your to-dos with confidence.
So let's get to it. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or click the blue microphone button on moneypit.com and record your question, send us a voicemail, and we will get back to you the next time we produce the program. So let's get going. Leslie, who's first?
Joe in Rhode Island, what's going on in your money pit?
I've got a quiet side boiler, tankless water tank and boiler for hot water. Recently, we've been having some issues. It's throwing some codes. And we've called a few different plumbers, and everyone seems to be reluctant to work on it because the company got bought up by Samsung, and it takes anywhere from one day to 30 days to get a part for it. So all these plumbers that we're having, we've been calling bigger companies, local contractors, and they, like I said, they're all reluctant to work on it. We're in the ideas of purchasing a new one, but we want to stay within the same type of unit, but we're also afraid of buying another unit like that and then have the company bought out or sold, and we're kind of stuck in the same position that we are now. The unit's about 4 years old. It's got another year for warranty.
Well, I mean, with this warranty, what do you do if you have to file a warranty claim? Is there a customer service number for it or something of that nature?
Yes. Yeah, there is a recall on it, too. I guess there were a couple of fuses that have to be replaced on it. This is all stuff. These are all things that have been brought to my attention, like, within the past 2 weeks.
Well, have you taken it upon yourself to try to contact the company directly and see how they might process a warranty claim if it's not working well?
Correct. I did, and I'm waiting for a call back from them. They're in California, and we're in a little roadie, so time differences and things like that. I did leave them a couple of voicemails.
Well, I would start with that. They may in fact have contractors in the area that are willing to do this sort of work. I don't think this is indicative of a problem with all of the tankless water heater appliances. They've been around now. Very popular for over 10 years, and, you know, they work very, very well. There's a couple of things that commonly go wrong with them, and the first one is usually the plumber that installs them, because they need a bigger gas line, and often they don't put the right size gas line in, and that causes the water heater to underperform. And then if you have hard water, because sort of the intestines of this thing have a long circuitous route that the water has to follow, if you have a hard water problem, those can get clogged up. But other than that, they've been pretty darn reliable. So I would put some effort into seeing if you can make a claim under this warranty, Joe. And if you can't, you decide to go with a new one. I think if you went with a Rinnai or a Rheem or another name brand like that, I don't think you're going to have this problem again. All right, well, I think you have a plan now, Joe, so good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now we've got another Leslie on the line. I love it when a Leslie joins us. What's going on?
I live in a 100-year-old row home. It's a Habitat home, completely refurbished. And it's a row home, and they tore down the terrible, dilapidated home attached to mine. But now I'm noticing a lot of settling on the side where the other home was. And
all right.
I'm concerned about the settling because I'm getting some serious-looking cracks in a corner on the side where the home was torn down.
So when you say you see settling, are you talking about, like, the soil, the grading is, like, sagging outside that wall?
It's inside where I'm seeing the cracks.
You see cracks, you're calling that settling. Is that
yeah.
right?
Yes, okay. That's what I
just wanted to make sure I understand what we're talking about. Okay, so first of all, yes, when they tear down a house, you got to make sure that the soil that remains is compressed. It's packed, and very often it doesn't happen because the earth-moving machines just push dirt back in there. And, yeah, they may run over it a time or two, but it's just not the same. And so I would definitely, just as a basic step, take a look at that outside edge of the house and make sure, in a best-case scenario, Leslie, your soil, we want it to slope away from that exterior wall so that we're not allowing water to collect up near your house, because when the water collects too close to that house, it can disturb the footings. It can make the foundations a little less stable, and that can potentially lead to some cracking and shifting. Now, that said, the fact that you've got cracks in walls and corners doesn't necessarily mean that there's a terrible problem going on, because that's typical to any house. If your walls are your walls made of plaster, or are they made of drywall where all the walls were placed?
All the walls were replaced.
Okay, so we're talking about cracks in drywall, not cracks in plaster. So if you have cracks in drywall, the mistake that people make is they use the wrong type of drywall tape. You want to not use paper tape, but use fiberglass tape, which has sort of a mesh pattern to it, little eighth-inch squares, and it's a little sticky. So you put that across the crack first, then you spackle over that two or three layers, and that does a much better job of staying in place and stopping that crack from forming again.
I've learned a lot. Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck with your projects. Thanks so much for calling us.
Uh-huh. Bye.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, is your jam-packed freezer causing a food frustration? Find out how to organize your freezer to save space and reduce stress when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in 2 sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, do you ever feel like your home is a money pit? I mean, we get it, but think about it. Just how you perceive your own house. It's perspective here. For us, a money pit isn't a disaster. It's a home we love.
That's right. So whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming of a reno, you can consider us your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, or fix-up. Download the Money Pit podcast today at moneypit.com/podcast.
David in Tennessee is on the line with a roofing question. How can we help you?
Well, I have a 1965 house with about a 1975 solar water heater heating system that quit working quite a while ago. And I have a leak somewhere underneath it, I think, but finding that leak has, I've been fighting that for a few years now. And, of course, the fact is that where it drips from, where the water drips from and stains my ceiling, doesn't seem to have much to do with the location of the actual leak.
So, first of all, this water heater, this solar water heater is 40 years old. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, TVA had a program back in those days. We've been in this house for almost 45 years, so it really has been a while.
It sounds that way. I'm pretty sure that water heater doesn't really owe you anything, but let's see if we can help you figure out at least where it's leaking. Now, if it's not leaking directly underneath where the water heater is, one of the things that you could do is you could try to run a hose across that roof and strategically move it from one end to the next or across the area where it's most susceptible and see if you can figure out what causes it to leak. If that doesn't do it, then it's most likely being caused by wind-driven rain, and that becomes a lot more difficult for you to pinpoint. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it's probably not that because we do get windy rain here in Memphis, but it will happen when we're just getting just kind of a slow drizzle, and it's not a great deal of water. But I mean, it's always drops, but it's enough drops that it's going to do damage.
You know, the other thing that you could use that might help pinpoint where this is happening, David, is an infrared scanning device. So infrared devices are often used by roofers to find leaks because the temperature of the roofing where it's wet is different than the temperature where it's not wet. So by using an infrared device, you can sometimes identify the full sort of path of the flow from point of entry to where it shows up on your ceiling.
Now, we're not talking about these little devices with the temperature indication and the laser pointer. We're talking about infrared camera?
No, we're talking about an actual infrared camera. And the thing is that they've become a lot less expensive. They used to be thousands of dollars, but now you can buy one that snaps into the end of your iPhone and turns the phone into infrared camera. So they're pretty affordable. Or if you're dealing with a roofer, you know, a roofer would have some more industrial equipment. But I think those are the kinds of things you ought to do to try to narrow down the possibilities. But you know what? After 40 years, it might be time to think about replacement.
Well, I think I just get rid of it. I'm thinking about putting in the tankless.
Yeah. Well, that's true, and that's a much better investment. And you know what? There's still some rebates on those, so you might pick up a tax credit by doing just that. David, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, guys, don't you just hate digging through your freezer to find the food that you want? Well, stocking up your freezer is truly a great way to take advantage of grocery sales, preserve seasonal foods, and keep your leftovers handy. But it can be a headache to search for exactly what you need, when you need it, and that freezer space is often super limited. Well, avoiding freezer burn is a lot easier, and here are some tips that can help you get organized. So, first of all, you want to start off by taking inventory and then figuring out what you use most often to make those items more accessible. Now, each time you add or remove food items, you want to update the list so you don't run out of what you need or buy things you already have.
You also want to use freezer-safe containers, dividers, baskets, and bins to hold things and take full advantage of all that space. You should sort and store your food items vertically, kind of like books on a shelf, rather than stacking them. And that helps to prevent avalanches, which is what happens when you need to pull something out from the bottom of the pile. Or sometimes just opening the freezer door can force it all to come tumbling out.
Stop spying on my freezer, Tom.
Right? You want to be sure to label every item with a marker so you can identify what it is and when it was packaged. This way you can check freshness dates and serving sizes later. And keep items that expire sooner in a more visible spot to help reduce waste and avoid freezer burn.
Now, think about also the types of refrigerators and freezers. There's so many different types and styles, and that's going to determine how you actually store things. So in a side-by-side refrigerator freezer, for instance, the door is the warmest area, so you can use that space for things like breads, nuts, flour, herbs, ice packs, and narrow containers. Now, in a bottom refrigerator freezer, you're going to want to stack similar items so that no mystery items are buried at the bottom of the freezer. So, for instance, you want to make vertical stacks of vegetables, poultry, meats, pizzas, whatever it is, so that you can work your way down a category. And chest freezers, those have a tremendous amount of depth, so you can keep those items you use most towards the top, and store less needed items further down. And storage containers or milk crates, that can provide extra layers to build upon in those large chest freezers so you can kind of move stuff around in like larger units rather than piece by piece. Now, in a top freezer refrigerator combo or even an upright freezer, you can create drawers out of bins, dividers out of plastic magazine holders, and plastic shelves to create organized zones. I mean, you just got to create spaces and then fill them accordingly.
I tell you what, if you organize your freezer now, it takes a little bit of thinking about how to kind of get that done. But, man, does it make a huge difference in being able to find everything you're looking for and when you need it, avoiding, you know, food that stays in there too long to the point where you have to throw it out. And worse, buying something you already have. So it's worth spending a couple of hours emptying that freezer, cleaning it while you're at it, and then reorganize it following some of these tips.
Kayla in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Just got married and moved into a new home, and it already had a Honeywell whole home humidifier installed in it. And it seemed like a dream come true. I thought it was going to be amazing. But we have 100-amp service. And every now and then our breaker will trip, and you don't even know downstairs unless you're down there. And I've gone down a couple times, and the basement is flooded, and it floods like over into the other room, like into the where I eventually want to lay carpet and have like a family room.
Is that because the dehumidifier condensate pump stops working?
I'm not sure what it is. There's like an overfill thing for it, and I'm assuming it's supposed to lead to a drain, but the drain is in the laundry room, which is in the opposite direction.
Okay, so when everything is working correctly, this dehumidifier is going to take moisture out of the air, drop it into a reservoir, which you either have to empty or it will pump out somewhere. Usually, if it's got a condensate pump associated with it, it can pump up sort of against gravity, and there's a clear plastic tube that goes out and leads to a drain somewhere or even outside the house. If you have a power failure, you know, it's not going to work. And it might actually start to leak maybe back into that room where you are. Of course, the dehumidifier is not working at that time, so it's not going to leak for long, but I could see how it could create a bit of a puddle. So your problem is not so much with a dehumidifier, but why you're having a problem popping these breakers. Now, 100-amp service is actually a pretty darn good service, and it frequently doesn't get the respect it deserves. When these breakers pop, it's not usually because you're pulling more than 100 amps. It's because whatever circuit you have this particular dehumidifier on needs to be improved, perhaps by adding an additional circuit. But the service for the house should be fine.
Okay. It does have the clear hose that leads outside.
That's what's going on. When your power goes out, the pump stops working, and that's why it's leaking. Okay? So focus on getting this plugged into a circuit that is a little bit bigger than what you have right now. An electrician could help you sort this out, but it's not a big deal to add an additional circuit just for that device.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Vincent in Texas is putting up a fence and needs some help with the project. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I'm putting up a chain link in front of my house. Where my house is, it's in the dip of the street. Both the street goes up on each end.
Okay.
And I'm about 4 blocks from the lake. And we had a lot of rain, and our water level's up. And when I'm about 14 inches down, I'm hitting water.
Okay.
Is there a special cement, or how should I do that in setting the posts?
Okay, so what you want to do is, because it's chain link, you're going to want to dig down about 3 feet and try to do that with a post hole digger, even if you hit water. And then the way you deal with this is you mix up concrete, like a Quikrete product.
Uh-huh.
Some basic concrete mix it up in a wheelbarrow to the right consistency, and then shovel it into the hole and let it displace the water that's in the hole. Does that make sense? So as you put the concrete in, the water will kind of work its way right out. And what will be left will be the concrete. It will dry nice and rock solid, and you'll be good to go.
Okay, thank you. You saved me a lot of worry.
All right, don't worry about it. That's the way to handle that. Mix it out of the hole and then drop it in the hole, and the water will displace.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on this weekend? Whatever it is, we can lend a hand. We're broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today.
Coming up, are you sick of shoveling out your driveway after every single snowstorm? Well, we've got a long-term solution for anyone who's serious about hanging up that shovel for good, so stick around.
Hey, 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 Bonnie Pitt.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at the...
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. We're the app for the Thule and the music is the music with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Thule. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architecture to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to tackle around your house. The first thing you need to tackle is to reach out to us with your questions. Just go to MoneyPit.com, click the blue microphone button, and send us a voicemail with your question.
Barbara in South Dakota's on the line with a cigarette smoking house. What's going on?
Just have a strange odor coming from the drain in the kitchen sink, and also a slight drain in the bathroom. Not sure where it's coming from or how to correct it. So I thought I'd give you a call.
Okay, but you describe it as a smoke-like odor?
A smoke, like someone's been smoking in the house. I know, it's the strangest thing. We don't have smokers.
And you have it in the bathroom, and where else did you say?
Well, mainly in the kitchen sink. Sometimes when you just come into the kitchen, you can smell it, and sometimes it's real strong. Other times, it's a lighter smell.
What it might be, especially because you have it in both wet locations, it might be biogas. So biogas happens when you get debris in the kitchen sink that just sits there for the longest time, and it starts to decay, and it leaves off an awful odor. So what you might need to do is to really scrub those drains in both of those sinks. And I would use a bleach solution to do that, like OxyClean or something of that nature. It's like an oxygenated bleach. And I would try to sort of cover all of that in that solution and let it sit for 15 or 20 minutes so it really kills any of the bacteria that's laying in there. But you can get some pretty odoriferous bacteria that can cause that type of odor and have it emanate from the drains and sinks and bathrooms. We've seen it many times.
Well, where does the debris come from? Because we're always using the garbage disposal.
Bacteria. You're not going to see this level of debris.
Yeah, and it just sort of sticks to the side. Just naturally.
It grows in there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you mean fill the sink with bleach, kind of bleach water? How would you keep it?
Yeah, with like an OxyClean. Not so much the sink, but more importantly, that drain. You want to get that drain really coated in that bleach solution.
Okay, so just let it sit there so it goes through the elbow, right?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Give it a shot. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you swore you'd do anything to avoid shoveling out your driveway again, here's the real test. Are you willing to invest in a heated driveway? They're not cheap, but they can handle the job while you stay warm inside.
And here's how they work. A boiler essentially pushes antifreeze through pipes that run underneath the driveway surface. And this keeps it warm enough so the snow never even collects in the first place.
Now, unfortunately, this system isn't something that you can retrofit into your existing driveway, and it can't work with existing pipes either. So the upfront cost includes a new driveway, and since your current one will need to be dug up, that's what you're going to have to do.
So look, no doubt it's an expensive thing to install, so start by comparing the price to the cost of a long-term snow removal contract, right? Because that's what you're really saving. It might be more cost-effective to just hire a plow to haul away snow every winter. But if you live in an area that's super snowy or a luxury upgrade is what you're after, a heated driveway is definitely one your neighbors will notice and prospective buyers will not forget.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Just ahead, a gorgeous banister and a dramatic new post can add a stylish look to your stairs. But years of manhandling can lead to shaky stairs and loose railings. We've got an easy fix.
Hey guys, we're excited to announce that season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in two sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects not just done, but well done.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Ian in North Carolina is on the line and wants to build a recording studio. We might be able to help with that.
Well, I am, it's kind of a bucket list project. I was given my grandmother's old house, and they built on an extension of the house, and I'm trying to convert it into just that, a semi-professional recording studio. And I've done a little research on this acoustic foam stuff, but it's ridiculously expensive. And I'm trying to figure out a different method to basically achieve the same effect.
First of all, if you want to soundproof a room in a residential home, you have to use materials that are specifically designed to do that. Probably the least expensive way to do it is with a material called soundproof drywall or sound-resistant drywall. There's a couple of different brands that sell this product, but essentially what you would do is you would put a second layer of drywall over the existing layer. And this new drywall has like sound resistant capabilities to it or qualities to it, so it absorbs the sound and keeps it nice and quiet. Where the rubber meets the road with this is at the penetrations to the wall. So if there's a light, an outlet, or a switch, there are some very specific steps you have to take in those areas to soundproof them. And there's like a putty that has to be installed around it. It's quite involved. But that's the least expensive way to do this. You know, generally when you have sound-resistant construction, you have kind of a wall inside of a wall so that the two walls are not touching each other.
Like floating.
Yeah, kind of like floating, like a non-bearing wall.
Right, right, okay.
But, you know, you could do that to the walls and the ceilings, but then what do you do about the floor?
Right, okay.
So, you know, take a look at soundproof drywall and see if that kind of gets you closer to where you want to go on this, okay?
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
Well, a gorgeous banister and a dramatic newel post can definitely make your staircase look super stylish, but if you've got kids who run up and down the stairs and grab it and slide down the banister and all kinds of nonsense shenanigans, it can definitely cause those shaky stairs and loose railings that definitely need some fixing. But Tom, the fix for many of these problems is fairly easy, right?
Well, yes, it definitely can be. I mean, stairs and railings take a lot of punishment, so the posts are pretty much normal wear and tear, especially if they were nailed in place as opposed to bolted or screwed in place.
And a step is going to loosen just like a floorboard, and they can creak and make a racket too. Now, Tom, I know that one of your many jobs as a younger home improver was actually building stairs and railings, so what's the fix here?
Well, that's right, and the good news is that you can often make the repair with a single screw, and this is going to strengthen that attachment. Now, the best way to do that is to go all the way through that post and into the adjacent stair tread. So you got to kind of make sure everything lines up right. What I would typically do is countersink the fastener and hide the heads with plugs. Now, if it was a long screw, it could be like a half-inch plug, but if it was a lag bolt, which I often would use for this job, I would basically plug it with a one-inch diameter dowel. You can use a spade bit to cut a hole that's a quarter inch deep, or maybe even a little bit more with a one-inch spade bit, and then you could use a one-inch dowel to plug it if you can't find one-inch plugs. But you basically want to make sure that you use a really good piece of hardware and get into not the riser, which is the part underneath the tread, but the tread itself, because that's the strongest part of the wood to hold it in place. Now, if the post has come completely loose or it's just easier to remove it and kind of start over, there's another very handy way to reattach it, especially if the steps are going to be carpeted, and that is that you can pick up what's called a post plate. Now, it's basically a steel plate that's about a quarter to a half inch wider than the post, and there are four holes in that for screws that hold the plate to the post and another four that hold the plate to the step or the floor. This can be a really super strong and easy to install way to attach a post. Just make sure that when you attach it to the floor, you're hitting a beam and not a thing like a plywood subfloor, which is just, you know, pretty thin and would not hold those screws.
Yeah, but what about those shaky, loose stair treads and maybe the squeaks and the creaks?
So for that, what I would use is, for the treads, I would use something called a trim screw. It's kind of like a drywall screw that you see in stores, but it has a really thin head, and it countersinks itself. So you can basically attach the screws to the risers by screwing through them into the risers, which is, again, the sides and the front of the step. And you can essentially attach the risers into the stringers. So wherever you have a loose area, you can tighten it up. But instead of nailing it, you want to use a trim screw for a place like that. And if you've got like a loose baluster, which happens a lot, you know, the balusters where they go up into the bottom of the rail, a really, really, really easy way to do that is to take a toothpick, dip it in some wood glue, and stick it up in that hole so it acts as a wedge, and then snap it off in place. And once that dries, the baluster won't wiggle anymore.
Now, what about this? I had an issue in my old plaster walls from the boys just like constantly running up the step and grabbing those banisters that are attached to the walls. How do you make that rock solid?
Yeah, so that's a challenge. If you can't find the stud, or if you're in like the space where there's like just a void in behind it, it's always better to put those brackets over a stud. So that's number one. If you can't, there's a whole wide variety of toggle type bolts today that work very, very well. This wasn't for a stair, but over at my mom's house, we needed to attach a grab bar in her bathroom just to make it a little bit safer for her. And I had to attach it into ceramic tile, and I really didn't have the option to be able to make sure it precisely aligned with the stud. So I used a toggle bolt. I slipped it in there behind the bracket, and it released behind the wall. I tightened it up, and I'll tell you, it is just as strong as if it was in a stud. So there is hardware to make this possible. You just can't leave a screw in drywall because that's going to fall right out.
Oh, my goodness. I moved that railing around so much until I finally decided I just didn't need it.
Yeah, right? Became less important as time went on.
Ellen in Illinois, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you with your tiling project?
I just basically have a question about what I should do with tile. The grout is actually falling apart, and I've been told that it was actually the wrong materials were used by the contractor. And so now I have a floor that I basically need to redo it.
Okay, so the grout does have to come off, and there's a number of ways to do that. If it's a lot of floor, you're probably going to want to have a contractor do this. They can grind out that grout. There's a variety of tools can do that job. And then once it's ground out, basically you can just reapply it. Pretty straightforward project. Are the tiles solid? Are the tiles moving at all, or is it really just the grout that's falling out?
No, the tiles are moving. I think that's part of the problem.
Oh, wait, the tiles are moving?
Yes.
If the tiles are moving, your problem is not the grout. Your problem is the tile. So the grout might just be evidence that the tiles are moving. But if the tiles are not adhered well and they're shifting, that's going to break off little pieces of grout as a matter of that action, of that movement. So in that case, yes, you may need to pull the whole floor out. If it's just not installed well, you really can't do anything about that if you want tile. If you want to do something besides tile, you could install laminate flooring, which, by the way, is beautiful these days, and it can actually look a lot like tile, on top of the old tile, if that's something that interests you. But generally speaking, if the tile is not adhered well and it's coming up and getting loose, that's more likely what's causing the grout to fall out.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Ellen. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Sometimes what you see is not the actual problem. It's evidence of the problem. It's kind of what you're not seeing that could be causing it. You know what I mean, Leslie?
Right.
So in this case, if the grout is loose, she's thinking, well, I got bad grout. Well, not really. Apparently, you got bad tile.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here at the Money Pit. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie's going to help you get it well done. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, don't let these last dreary days of winter drag you down. We're going to tell you how to add some spring cheer to your home after this.
You live in a money pit.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today. And they've just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diver.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns,
and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. You can reach out to us at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com.
Jerry reached out to Team Money Pit and he says, I have a 12-year-old house that's all electric. Every year my electric bill has gone up and I'm wondering if it would be cost effective to replace the water heater. If so, should I go with a tanked or tankless option? It's just me and my dog, so I don't use a lot of hot water.
I love that. Well, listen, if you've got electric water heaters, you don't have a tankless option because it really is going to be super expensive to run a tankless electric water heater. I'd be giving you different advice if it was a gas water heater. But what I would tell you very simply is this. I would not replace a 12-year-old water heater just yet because even though it's beyond the warranty, they do last longer. When you're ready to do that, I would install one with a 240-volt timer as an additional element and only set that water heater to run about 8 of 24 hours. You have it run before you get up in the morning, have it go off, you know, after breakfast or maybe when you go to work, bring it on for a few hours around dinner and shower time, and then you leave it off the rest of the way. Because the tank's insulated, you will have warm water throughout the day, and you won't be running it 24-7 to keep that water hot.
All right, now we've got Deanna in Charlotte, North Carolina, who says, my home is 21 years old, and I'm not having any electrical trouble, but my air conditioning company and another electrician said I should replace the electrical panel because it's older. Circuits aren't tripping. It's not hot to the touch. There isn't rust. The only thing they said was when they scanned it, it was reading slightly hot. Is this something that usually gets done, or am I being taken advantage of?
I have no idea what they're talking about, scanning something that's hot, because that's not something a normal tradesman would do. I would say that, no, you don't replace an electrical panel. It doesn't wear out. You replace it if you need bigger size. So, for example, if you're putting in a new air conditioning system and you don't have the circuits for that, then maybe you replace it at that point. But generally speaking, if it's installed right, it does not wear out and is not something you have to replace on any kind of a regular basis. It's not like replacing a roof or replacing another appliance. It pretty much is static unless you need to increase its size.
All right. Hope that helps you out, Deanna.
Well, the long dark days of winter do tend to give project-loving homeowners the blues, but you don't have to wait for spring to add some cheer. A few dollar-wise home improvement projects can spruce up your home and your spirits, and Leslie's got some tips to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
I mean, I'm not joking around here. The first tip is really, really obvious. I mean, turn on some lights. There's probably just not enough light in your space, and the grayness outside with the, you know, darkness inside is just kind of making you feel down. So this is a good time. You can add some lamps or sconces, or at least increase the brightness of the bulbs you've already got in the fixtures in your home. And just that immediately is going to boost your mood. Another way is to plant an indoor garden. Bring in some colorful flowers or something edible, things that remind you of spring. And then you can transfer those plants outdoors when spring does arrive. Another way is to spruce up your front door. I mean, the front door is a great welcome for you when you've been out in the dreariness. If you're not going to paint or get a new door, just polish up that hardware. Or you can also get a new inexpensive doormat or boost your lighting on the front porch to maximum wattage that fixture allows. And all of that is instantly going to boost the cheer right outside of your house. Now, spring really isn't that far off, but a few fix-ups now should make you feel a little cozier as you hibernate in your home through the rest of the winter. Also, get outside, enjoy it. The winter's not so bad, guys.
Coming up on the next edition of The Money Pit, if you have an older home, you might know that a cast iron or steam radiators provide a level of comfort you just don't get with forced hot air. But those radiators can be very hard to incorporate into your decor. We're going to have tips on how to refinish cast iron radiators to make it all match and modern on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Last week, the Pentagon announced a new package of long-term security assistance for Ukraine, marking the first anniversary of Russia's invasion, with a $2 billion commitment to send more rounds of ammunition and a variety of small high-tech drones into the fight. The announcement came just days after President Biden made an unannounced visit to Kyiv and to pledge America's continuing commitment to Ukraine. Speaking with Salem Radio, retired Green Beret First Sergeant Jim Hansen is concerned some of the military equipment may require U.S. personnel to run it.
Well, I think the real danger here is we're giving them things that are so complicated, complex, and require such a large amount of knowledge and training and engineering to run that we're probably going to have American people running them for the Ukrainians as opposed to training them to do it.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian authorities Saturday reported dozens of new Russian strikes and attacks on cities in the east and in the south. The Biden administration wants to make major changes in certain prescriptions.
The move would require patients to see a doctor in person before getting drugs to treat attention deficit disorders or addictive painkillers, toughening access amid a deepening opioid crisis. That proposal likely to overhaul the way millions of Americans get their prescriptions after relying on doctor's appointments by computer or phone call. Doctors will no longer be able to use telehealth to prescribe drugs the government says have the most potential to be abused, like Vicodin, OxyContin, and others. Jason Walker reporting.
Tragedy in Arizona. Two people were killed, 11 others injured when a pickup truck slammed into a bicycling group. The driver did stay on the scene. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
More than 70 soldiers were killed, dozens injured, several taken hostage in an ambush on a military convoy in Burkina Faso.
The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack.
The statement, released by the group's news agency, said it attacked a convoy trying to advance to areas under its control in the Sahel's Oudalan province. It said it seized weapons and chased retreating soldiers for miles into the desert. Images released by the group show 54 slain bodies in military uniform, lying in the blood-stained dirt. The Islamic State also released images of 50 seized assault rifles and images of the five soldiers it said were taken prisoner. I'm Karen Chamas.
A German court rejected a farmer's bid to force automaker Volkswagen to end its sale of vehicles with combustion engines by 2030. The farmer said in the case, the state court, the western town of Denholt, that drier soil and heavier rains due to climate change are harming fields and cattle. Town Hall. Contrary to popular opinion, Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs says the U.S. does not control the border from Texas to San Diego. He said it's the Mexican drug cartels.
First thing you need to know about the cartels, they're crime families, highly organized, more ruthless than the mafia ever thought about being.
Meanwhile, Biggs says
they fight for what they call a plaza, and there are different areas along the border where different family, different cartel is going to own it. The biggest and strongest is still the Sinaloa cartel.
Biggs tells the Salem Radio Network the cartels employ the latest technology to expand and control their operation, as well as just good old-school strong-arm tactics to keep their people in line. He said the vastness of their operation is incredible, and it buries itself deep into the heartland of the United States. You can always check out more on these stories by simply logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
From the Fox News Radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show from 48 and 6 in Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, around the world. So glad you're here. 1-866-408-7669. According to my rundown, Martha McCallum at the bottom of the hour. Somebody almost as talented. Dr. Drew is with me right now, Pinsky.
Not quite.
Board-certified internist. I did not see the certificate. This could be...
I can show them to you. I've got them all on my phone.
Do you really?
Of course.
Okay. Addiction specialist, also host of Ask Dr. Drew, the Adam and Drew show, and Dr. Drew After Dark.
My wife would kill me if I didn't promote the show that she produces, which is a streaming show at 3 o'clock Pacific time, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and particularly on Wednesday, 3 o'clock Pacific. We have been interviewing with a friend of mine, Dr. Kelly Victory, who has some different ideas about early treatment and, you know, vaccines and things than I do, so it's good. We have different points of view, which... By the way, throughout my career, that was always a good thing. We called that interesting, refining our positions. Now that's called misinformation, but okay. We have been interviewing all the professionals that have been silenced. And although from my perspective...
You mean doctors have been silenced through the COVID-19?
Names you've heard like Bhattacharya and McCullough and Malone, and there's dozens of them. When you start realizing how deep it is and how profoundly...
Dr. Atlas?
Atlas and Alexander and Riche, and it just goes on and on. These are some of the highest level, most decorated professionals in the country. These are the guys and gals that they chose to silence because they were such decorated and highly thought of professionals. Of course, they posed a threat, right, to the narrative that everybody wanted to tell. So from each of these people, while some of them I think to myself as I'm interviewing, like, nah, I don't necessarily agree with all this. But from every single one, there's at least one headline I walk away with and think, my God, I had no idea. And they're so right.
What drives me nuts about everything, and I want to get into it, because okay. This was my huge passion, because I never wanted to take a day off. I never got it again, but lucky. Never got it. Didn't take a day off from work. Wanted to come to the city. They said I couldn't. We came to the city. We had to go to separate studios and separate. So all that stuff. And I understand people getting seriously ill and people were dying. I'm not diminishing it. But the lack of humility into what they were saying, that was the whole approach. It's like, hey, guys, this is what I got. This is what I'm thinking. I've been doing this for 75 years. This is what I'm concluding. And right now we're going to – but never acknowledging when you got it wrong.
Right.
Remember John Catsimatidis is interviewing Dr. Fauci. And he says, is this going to be a problem here? He says, it's not going to be a problem here.
Yeah.
It doesn't spread human-to-human growth. And then don't wear a mask. Give you a false sense of security. Wear a mask. Wear two masks. I told you, I wasn't kidding earlier. Dr. Burke said on the air to me, you might want to wear goggles because the virus can get through your eyes. And never acknowledging that they were wrong. That's the crazy thing.
And missing really important things like when monoclonal antibodies were effective, how to use them, where to get them, how to manage this illness when you get it, because we all will get it. It's inevitable.
And remember Governor DeSantis saying, why am I having problems getting this?
Oh, that was horrible.
They were denying it to governors that were using it.
He had mobile units going out. I thought, oh, my God, these guys are doing it right. I've had a chance. One of the people I had the interview was Dr. Latipo, the Surgeon General in Florida. What a great human being. Oh, my God. And I know my peers. I know when I'm talking to one that's well-trained and knows what the hell he's talking about. You can rely on that guy. And the interesting, some tweets were going out about him recently where his superiors had concerns about him because he was upsetting everybody with his opinions. That went around the other day, like 3 days ago, and I looked at the date and I'm like, oh, that's 18 months ago. Turns out 85% of what he said was correct. 100% of what his superiors thought was wrong. So who should we be listening to?
You remember Dr. Fauci told Neil Cavuto about a month ago, I never said the lockdowns to close schools.
Oh, my God. Well, that's sort of true. Now, listen to this. He led the notion of lockdown. Here's what killed me throughout the pandemic. No risk-reward analysis. As a physician, every interaction I have, that's all I can think about is, what's the risk-reward here? My dad was an old family practitioner, and he always pounded on me the dangers of medication and treatment. You're going to hurt people. Do no harm. They seem to have no concern for that whatsoever. It was this weird safety uberalis sort of attitude, and then vaccine uberalis, and nothing else was contemplated. That is bizarre. That is not medicine. And so when he said, what was it he said again? He said, I don't want to misquote.
No, what he said is, I never recommended
never misquote. So I was doing a local Fox affiliate news show, not Fox News, but a local Fox Network show in Los Angeles. And a school board member came on after our governor shut the place down. And he sat down and he went, well, we're going to shut the schools. And I said, look, who told you to do that? Did you hire a consultant? Did you talk to a doctor, somebody who has infectious disease training? No, it's the right thing to do. And then in terms of getting them opened again, they didn't listen. They didn't listen to anybody. I had a school board member in there. Actually, yeah, it was a school board, not a union member. Maybe it was a union. I think it was a school board member. Oh, gosh, it might have been a union person. And I was telling her, I was saying, look, okay, you want all these things. You want, you know, safety measures and plexiglass. I said, all right, let's assume you need that. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's do it. Let's do it tomorrow. What's the delay? You're a sexist for saying that. Sexist for saying, I'm going to get you what you're asking for so we can get schools open. The story I always tell people is
That's real.
Yes. I say this all the time. By the way, think about what happened when Ukraine got invaded. The reporters met the women fleeing at the border with Poland with their kids, and they put microphones in their faces. And every woman, I say this all the time on my streaming show, every woman they spoke to said the same thing, which was, this is terrible. The men are left behind. My sons, my husband, this is awful. But these kids have been out of school for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. You have to get them back in school. It's been 2 weeks. Put them in a school where they didn't even speak the language because of the notion of children being out of school. More than 2 weeks was anathema. We did it for 2 years in Los Angeles. Well,
right. And it kept shutting down here. And the fact is, then you bring in politics to it.
Yeah.
And they bring in the teachers' unions.
Yeah.
And it turns out the teachers didn't want to do it. The union, some said, did want to go back. The teachers' unions were in control. The teachers' unions make the call to their the people they put in power, the Democrats. And that's why the president never sat up there and said, I want all those schools open, like the previous president. He said, we're going to shut it down for 2 weeks, then we're going to get it open up again. Couldn't get it open up again. People aren't listening to him. You're trying to kill people. Why are you doing that?
Killing
the teachers.
Teachers
are in danger. The kids will kill the teachers.
In New York Times article yesterday, mask mandates don't work. Have we learned anything? New York Times. It's amazing. New York Times aired that opinion piece. And I thought, oh, this is
Brett
good.
Stevens.
This is changing. This is excellent. But the reality is we were in mask mandates a year ago, you all recall. Level of COVID is about the same now as it was a year ago. What, are we all dying of COVID right now? Should we have been in mandates a year ago? Let us look at it carefully and let's learn about this. Let's not, I don't want people being condemned or going to jail. I just want us to look at this like we, look, when we do medicine, we do postmortems, we do morbidity mortality reports. We check ourselves and what we've done to try to learn something where we made mistakes. We have to do that here.
But I do think that I'm not saying I want people to go to jail, but I do think it's worth it to go through Twitter and find out who's making the calls, to find out who did that to Dr. Bacciara.
Well,
did that to Dr. Atlas?
Oh, yeah.
Who sidelined these people and shadow banned them?
I agree.
Tonight.
And the fact that the world, the United States citizenship, is not mortified by our government behaving as such. And to be fair, there's evidence the Trump government did the same thing. I mean, just the fact that really what I have learned through the pandemic, amongst many, many things, is that we have an ossified bureaucracy, and the bureaucrats are much more in charge than our elected officials. And that should alarm everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt. I don't think there's any doubt about it. But you're bringing back something else, which I think plays into what's happening in East Palestine. So you have a bunch of people walking around saying, I don't believe, even though the EPA shows up and says the air is fine and the water is okay, they're going, I don't believe that. Why would I believe that? And then other parents say, I'm not having my kid play against the East Palestine high school team. They're not going to that gym. Well, the air quality is clean. The EPA was just here. Look at the meter. I don't believe that meter. I don't believe that the soil's okay. I don't believe that to blow up that train that planned explosion so it wouldn't explode on its own and could send shrapnel through the town, I don't think that was a good move. There's so much doubt everywhere, and I think it goes back to this.
Is it a good idea? Is that a good thing that there's doubt?
I think it's good to be to be skeptical.
I do, too. You were talking to your last guest about the –
But can I just stop this?
Yeah.
I think it's good to be skeptical.
Yeah.
But there's a way to be skeptical and not live your life in the fetal position.
Right.
And there's a little bit of a risk. Oh, I'm not going to do it. Well, you're teaching your 9-year-old maybe the wrong thing.
Oh, no.
Don't go to East Palestine and go play basketball. Okay, those kids have been playing all day and they've been in school. Well, we're not going to go. It's too much of a risk.
No.
Those are the same kids who got shut down at 7 years old and had to sit on a laptop and not pay attention.
There are words I come out of my mouth all the time now that I had no idea at this point in my life I'd be saying. And one of those words is courage. It is time for courage. Stand up and do things. Live. Courage.
Yeah.
What happened to us? Courage was a virtue. Now virtue is sheltering in place, safety uber alles. That's sort of disgusting. No. Stand up. Live your life. Be courageous. Fight for what you know to be right. Be skeptical. But you're going to have to find authorities that you can trust. And that's going to be hard for people because it's been very confusing. I'm having trouble with even the medical literature, the way it's been edited lately, makes me concerned about what's being published. It's going to take a while for this all to settle down. It's difficult. But your last guest, where you were talking about the way, I guess, was Soviets manipulated the press or something. You were talking about propaganda in communist countries. And just to call this back, and you made light of it and said, oh, in this country, we would never have any propaganda, right? I think it was you that said that. I have a memory that I can't get out of my head. In the 1970s, I watched a 60-minute-style interview of a Soviet journalist. It's weird that this sticks with me so vividly. And the 60 Minutes interviewer was hammering this guy. How can you be part of a press that's controlled by the state, that's manipulated by the state? He finally looked him in the eye. The Soviet journalist looked the guy in the eye and said, hey, our journalism, our press is a political instrument. In yours, it's a commercial instrument. Trust me, you will have distortions as profound as ours coming.
It's an interesting statement.
Yeah.
It's not inaccurate.
Yeah.
I just do understand, too. It's amazing the misperceptions that people have. I mean, for example, I was listening to the translation of Vladimir Putin's speech live on Bloomberg in the morning because you won't get up at 4 a.m. I was going to call you and tell you to watch. But he's just saying that.
You left me out?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, it won't happen again.
Normally we do it together.
I know. I'm like, but I got voicemail. So I decided not to. But literally 4 a.m, he's speaking And he says that everybody knows Ukraine started this war and their goal is to take over Russia. The other future of our country is in the balance. And we're going to denazify. And I'm saying to myself, these are well-educated people sitting there. How many believe it? And most don't have another point of view. How could that possibly be the case? I'm also remember Vladimir Putin coming over here telling George W. Bush, we didn't think he was evil as he is. Bush saying, you know, you got to open up your press. You got to give people a chance to ask questions. He goes, well, what? He goes, what about you? You had that news anchor fired. He goes, what are you talking about? Dan Rather, you had him fired.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have him fired. There was a story that didn't pan out and they got rid of him at CBS. He goes, no, you had him fired. He goes, I can't get anybody fired.
Yeah.
So the misperception
of
educated people from other countries
yes.
about the reality is really, it's an educational tool. What else are you confused about America? Do you really think we want to take over Russia, that we are actually have aggressive goals when it comes to you guys?
I'm sure people that are trying to penetrate our culture and our thinking are more confused these days.
Yeah,
because I sure am.
Yeah, I mean, so. What Marjorie Taylor Greene said the other day was so irresponsible. She says it's time for a divorce. It's time for a national divorce.
Amongst the states?
Amongst the states.
Yeah, so Michael Malice maintains that position, and somebody else just said it to me the other day that the federalism is not sufficiently strong to hold it all together. Why can't we do what Thomas Jefferson suggested, which was allow the states to function and flourish, and we have certain constrained federalist more
right.
What people have forgotten what the Constitution is. It's a document to form a more perfect union amongst the states. The perfect union is out of whack. Let's get the perfect union back in alignment again, not destroy the whole thing.
And it's got to be their goal. It's got to be the goal. Your goal. If you're a lawmaker and you're saying my suggestion is a divorce, I don't think you're doing your job, personally.
I agree.
All right. Wow. Dr. Drew agrees with me.
I know. It's hard.
You are nice.
I know. Greg's going to kill me.
All right. Listen, you're sticking around, right?
Sure,
one more second.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back in a moment. Dr. Drew's going to stay here, and in the break, he's going to tell me how psychologically perfect I am.
Maybe.
Back in a moment.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-410-0011. 800-410-0011. That's 800-410-0011.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DRAG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DRAG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DRAG.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A stranger who helped save a passenger's life on board a JetBlue airline makes today's Dean's List. A woman collapsed an hour into a flight from New York's LaGuardia Airport to Fort Lauderdale. The pilot was going to make an emergency landing when all of a sudden another passenger stepped in to help. Reports showed that the stranger was a trained EMT and was able to get the woman stabilized so the flight could continue and get to its final destination. Photos that were taken of the moment show the man wearing blue gloves and assisting the woman in need with an oxygen mask on her face. She was said to be conscious and talking when the plane finally landed and first responders were on the ground to take over. The woman was taken off the plane and to the hospital. We're glad everyone is okay, and to the stranger that stepped up to help the woman in need, you are a hero. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Yankee great Casey Stengel and Mickey Mantle testified before the Senate Antitrust and Monopoly Subcommittee hearing on baseball.
I was asking you, sir, why it is that baseball wants this bill passed.
I would say I wouldn't know, but I would say the reason why they'd want it passed is to keep baseball going as the highest baseball sport that has gone into baseball, and from the baseball angle. I'm not going to speak of any other sport. I'm not in here to argue about other sports. I'm in the baseball business. It's been run cleaner than any baseball business that was ever put out in the 100 years at the present time.
Well, Mr. Mantle, do you have any observations with reference to the applicability of the antitrust laws to baseball? My views are just about the same as Casey's.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with the Fox Celebrity Profile with Jason Segel of the new Apple TV Plus series, Shrinking. The show follows a grieving therapist who starts telling clients exactly what he thinks. It's a balance of humor and heart with heavy topics and a star-filled cast bringing it together.
The cast chemistry here, it's incredible. What is that moment like for you when it just kind of clicks?
I arrived to a comedy set with this sense of crackling excitement that when they say action, something needs to happen besides just what's on the page. They're trying to capture this chemistry between the characters. That's always what I find funny, what's happening between everybody. I'm surrounded by the best cast. There's this like leap of faith when you're doing comedy where you throw something out and then you're like, will this be met? And Jessica Williams, for example, Harrison Ford, I have these scenes with them, and not only do they catch the ball, they throw it back with greater force. And the next thing you know, these scenes have a life that, boy, you couldn't even have imagined when you read the script.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
You're interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
When are you going to go to East Palestine?
Well, I am planning to go, and our folks were on the ground from the first hours. I do want to stress that the NTSB needs to be able to do its work independently. But when I go, the focus is going to be on action. Look, I was mayor of my hometown for 8 years. We dealt with a lot of disasters, natural and human.
We remember that tidal wave that hit South Bend.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of disasters.
And remember the hurricane and the earthquake.
Yeah, I remember that. A lot of disasters.
You know, like, the story is that they couldn't even fill the potholes, that Domino's Pizza ended up sponsoring the filling of potholes in South Bend. Hmm. How do you explain a guy that gets a job that all he has to do is show up a lot of times? You didn't expect him to be.
He will not show up. He's not showing up. Yeah. You know what's odd to me?
He got an Oxford degree.
I know. He's a smart guy. And people in the present administration don't seem to understand psychology, I guess, like optics, like what people need, what leadership is, maybe.
Communication.
Yeah, and just the basic show up, make people feel better, that's part of the job. I'm here, I'm doing the job, I got it. Even if you don't, but I think, you know, letting people kind of see you in action, I have we lost that leadership ability? It's such an odd thing to me.
So if you aspire to be at highest office, if you're the vice president or you're Pete Buttigieg, you got everything you got going for you. You got talent, you're good looking, you've had a pretty good resume. You got to perform. You got to show up at the border.
Well,
you
got to
show up if the if air traffic gets grounded.
It's weird that government is the last place where competition is having an effect. You see that businesses now, finally, the economy's coming to bear. Things are going to happen, and there'll be a lot of people losing their jobs, and reality of competition will just take effect. In government, we don't seem to be able to get people out. We don't seem people to elect new people. We don't seem to be able to get rid of the bureaucrats. It's why the government is so ossified and problematic. The competition is good.
But here it is, his performance. Whatever you think of Governor DeSantis, he won by 19 for a reason. Not because more Democrats came or left. It's because performance.
Yeah.
Governor Gavin Newsom's got a great opportunity.
Yeah, but how did he get reelected? Newsom got reelected.
How did he get reelected?
To me, it was breathtaking. I was like, oh, my
they
God.
They are still talking about him getting the Democratic nomination. And today's Politico, it looks like Biden's thinking twice about running again.
It's so bizarre. You don't know how bad it is in California. You can't imagine. It's people.
I lived
are fleeing.
There for 4 years. There was some homeless, but I hear it's out of control.
Oh, you've never seen anything like it. And by the way, these are people that could be treated easily. I know how to treat this. This is what drives me so crazy about it. This is a population I used to dealt with for 35 years. Drugs and major serious mental illness. No problem to treat these people, and many of them return them to a flourishing life. But you let them go too far, they will die, and they will be irretrievable. And there every year we go up by another person per day dying on our streets. Now we're like at 7-8 per day dying. And when the meth death kick in, you're going to see an exponential increase in deaths on the street.
What do you mean?
Meth, you know, fentanyl, everyone understands that you get exposed to fentanyl, eventually you're going to die. It's just opioid addiction is a progressive illness that ends in death. And particularly with fentanyl now, you can't judge what you're getting. You overdose accidentally, you die. That's the natural history of opioid addiction. But meth addiction is different. You can go for long periods of time with meth, and then late in the game, you start getting medical problems and die suddenly.
You think usually that's cardiac.
Oh, my goodness, yes, absolutely.
Dr. Drew, where do we get all your stuff?
Well, be sure to go see that Wednesday at 3 o'clock show. That's my wife's crowning glory. It's 3 o'clock, drdrew.tv, drdrew.com. Get it all there. It's called Ask Dr. Drew, and go look at that. I think this audience would love that. We're Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at 3 o'clock, but especially Thursday, we do this COVID analysis.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier Retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Fox News.
That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Did you recommend charges against Donald Trump?
I really don't want to share something that the judge made a conscious decision not to share. I will tell you that it was a process where we heard his name a lot. We definitely heard a lot about former President Trump, and we definitely discussed him a lot in the room. And I will say that when this list comes out, there are no major plot twists waiting for you.
So this woman, this grand jurors decide to come out and talk about the indictment that may or may not be coming down for Donald Trump, but evidently there's a lot being handed down, and she'd be so disappointed, it would feel like it was a waste of time, Martha McCallum, if there weren't indictments, to the point where even on, I don't know, what was it, MSNBC? I know Anderson Cooper had him on, and CNN, even they couldn't believe that she was out there doing interviews. Isn't that crazy? This is the indictment of a former president.
Yeah. I mean,
these are the people that are deciding it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's fascinating to watch these different cases. And I think that we'll see if anything sticks. I think so far the former president's been in a position where a lot of this has obviously not stuck to him. So, but yeah, no, it's crazy that they're coming out and talking about it.
Here's more from that jurist. And actually, she is the jury foreperson.
How many people? Was this a long list?
It's not a short list. I'm trying really hard to be careful with that because Judge McBurney had a hearing on the report, as I'm sure you know, and chose specifically to not release the list of people. and to only release the certain portions of the report. And I do not want to imply in any way that my judgment is better than the judge. So I've been trying to be really careful with that. I will tell you, it's not a short list. I mean, we saw 75 people, and there are 6 pages of the report cut out, I think, if you look at the page numbers. So it's not...
So we're talking about more than a dozen people?
I would say that, yes.
Incredible.
She's in charge.
Yeah.
So this is, I mean, these are going to be indictments of people that could be looking at prison time for trying to manipulate an election.
It's I mean, it's crazy that she's speaking out. It's crazy that, you know, that you can just hear the mentality that has been around for a long time, which is like, well, you know, of course we had to do whatever we could to get him, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think about it in other venues as well, like the text messages at the FBI. So it seems like there are different rules that apply when the former president's at the center of a decision that should be legal, should be handled exactly the way that you would expect it to be handled in the justice system.
So I want you to hear what they, even Ellie Honig, I guess he's their lawyer, and Anderson Cooper had to say about it. Cut 29.
This is a horrible idea, and I guarantee you that prosecutors are wincing watching her go on this.
I was wincing just watching her eagerness yes. to, like, you know, hint at stuff.
It's painful in that respect. This is a very serious prospect here. We're talking about indicting any person. You're talking about potentially taking away that person's liberty. We're talking about potentially a former president for the first time in this nation's history. She does not seem to be taking that very seriously.
There's no reason for her to be out talking.
No.
To me. There's
a, right, it's okay. A prosecutor's nightmare. She,
I got it. I'm just saying this. This is
it's
so bizarre.
It's
And he goes on to say that Trump's lawyers are going to challenge this and say,
of course they are.
Are you kidding me?
Of course they are. No, right. It gives them a perfect opportunity for appeal.
So, Martha, I don't have to tell you what's going on in East Palestine. It seems to be a total train wreck, pun intended. And the President of the United States is going, and he's supposed to be received extremely well. I think he got 70% of the vote. The former president, Donald Trump, is there. He's going to be there today. He's bringing water. He's bringing some other supplies. He's going to beat the current president there. And you could say, well, he had to be in Munich. Excuse me, he had to be in Warsaw. No, he didn't. He could have went right away. Could have
went
that
week. This
happened
on February 3rd.
Thank you.
So there's been plenty of time for the president to go. There's been plenty of time for the transportation secretary to go. I think it's really – and, you know, we'll be watching, obviously, the former president's visit there today as he goes to Ohio. He's a candidate for 2024. So is Nikki Haley. So now is Vivek Ramaswamy. So you've got people who are running for president, so they have every right to – go see this situation up close. It's bizarre to me how much the federal government has run away from this situation. And you could feel the narrative, Brian, really sort of take shape yesterday when we started to hear from everybody, the EPA, Pete Buttigieg, you know, this is Norfolk Southern's fault. You know, it's their problem. They need to fix it. Governor Mike DeWine has said this. They're the ones who are at fault here. They need to fix it. Now, I mean, obviously, they share a huge portion of the blame here. But what's the infrastructure? Why do we have 1,000 train wrecks going on across the country a year?
Were you shocked at that?
It's unbelievable. So it's very clear to me that there was like a communications discussion. Okay, remember, they're the ones to blame, not us. It's not our problem that this happened. So I think... you know, also remember that the controlled burn decision, the decision to say pipe it off into this trench and we're going to control burn these chemicals, that decision was made by Governor Mike DeWine, who told me this on my show, and anybody who was listening, and Governor Shapiro of Pennsylvania. They said this is the advice we were given. This was the least explosive way to get rid of this stuff. And so we signed off on that decision. I'm not saying if that was the wrong decision. It may have been the best of all of several bad decisions. I'm just saying that those were government decisions that were made. They signed off on the okay of the controlled burn.
And what they were afraid of is an explosion that would send shrapnel into the town and, you know, chop people up. But then I'm watching Tucker with these chemical experts on that night, and he said the craziest decision he's never heard of, this controlled burn situation, this intentional incineration. So a lot of people want to get answers, and because of the pandemic and a lot of the questions that they failed to answer correctly and the condemnation for people to question, nobody wants to believe any of the science.
I know.
Nobody wants to drink the water. Nobody wants to everyone is saying to themselves, I smell something different in the air. I feel like I have a headache.
we don't know if it's psychosomatic or it's real. I'm sure people aren't making it up, but I'm sure people are saying to themselves, am I being poisoned to death? My house is now worth a third of what it was. Now, can it come back? Perhaps. But if you're 67 years old.
I always think of living in this area, Brian, is we all remember when we were told that Ground Zero was safe. It wasn't.
Right.
And we've now seen the tragic outcome of that on people who worked down there in the pits for years, you know, cleaning it up, taking care of what happened down there, who came away from it with cancer and horrific health complications. So we know from many experiences around this country that when it comes to these kinds of things, you often don't know how bad it is until much later.
Martha, I guarantee you, with all your years of expertise, if they ever said to you, I need, Martha, I want you to be Secretary of Commerce, I want you to be Secretary of Transportation, even if you didn't have a necessarily expertise, you'd get people around you and you'd go. Whatever it is, if you're a governor of a state, how can you possibly know everything? You're going to handle a flood, you're going to handle a hurricane, you're going to handle a tidal wave. There's so many things that happen. What you do is you get experts around you and you go. You make your best decision. I don't understand them not wanting to go. And Pete Buttigieg not wanting to do his job, not wanting to go down to the docks and spending weeks there just saying, I need to see what's going on with the supply chain. Of course I don't know how to drive a barge. Of course I don't know. But let me see it. I need to see the problem. I'm going to talk to the experts. I want to see the frustration in front of my eyes. So here he is with George Stephanopoulos, cut one.
When are you going to go to East Palestine?
Well, I am planning to go, and our folks were on the ground from the first hours. I do want to stress that the NTSB needs to be able to do its work independently. But when I go, the focus is going to be on action. Look, I was mayor of my hometown for 8 years. We dealt with a lot of disasters, natural and human. And one of the things I noticed very quickly is that there's two kinds of people who show up when you have that kind of disaster experience. People who are there because they have a specific job to do and are there to get something done, and people who are there to look good and have their picture taken. When I go, it will be about action on rail safety.
Okay. He went on to say, I do think that it's important to speak out about that, and I could have spoken out sooner, and I'm making sure that we are focused on actions that are making a difference. Before I say what I've been saying, what do you think about his statement and explanation?
I think it's unbelievable. Honestly, even if I look at it in the most, the responsibility is to go there and do your job, right? He just sort of said that, and he said, oh, you know, lesson learned, I guess, to some extent. This has been going on for a long time. As you pointed out, during the supply chain problem, it's been going on. The other side of it is, if I look at it just from a cynical, political way, if this is someone who he's been talked about as maybe having an interest in the presidency, go back to Rahm Emanuel. Never let a crisis go to waste, folks. So even if you want to look at it from a purely cynical political perspective, he should be there. He should be there showing people that he's listening to them, that he understands what's going on, that he's marshaling the forces of government to help them in every way that he can. So it just makes him come across, honestly, as I don't know, what is it? Is it lazy? Is it fearful? I can't understand why he rejects these opportunities to look like a leader,
right,
and do his job.
And who's he remind you of? Kamala Harris. Same thing. You know, you got this resume, you got this opportunity. You work for an 80-year-old guy that probably, and you could be the heir apparent. You easily be a contender. And you go to Oxford, you go in the military, and you don't want to do your job at transportation? I don't know. I just don't get it. And you just contrast it with Youngkin, who's everywhere. But the most effective is DeSantis. DeSantis doesn't walk around. You don't say, wow, he's got the looks of Gavin Newsom. He's got the poise. He's got the designer jeans and suits and the suit, you know, the jacket over the shoulder, and he's got all the celebrity friends. No, Governor DeSantis just grinds it out every day. Mm-hmm. And he does a lot of things on instincts. And I'm also, and I think I told you this, Jared Kushner said that he'd be the first call I got every day during the pandemic. And he would just ask for all the numbers. I need to see your numbers. I need mm-hmm. to see, not a staffer. Jared, I need to see your numbers. What about this? How about this? I don't understand why we're doing
right.
this.
No, it's a great point. And it's energy for work, right? The energy and commitment to doing your job. I just feel like a lot of these folks are phoning it in. They're still Zoom calling around thinking that this is a way to get anything done in a country. And, you know, if he does decide he wants higher office, I can't for the life of me. You know, he's great at talking. He's great at going around and talking. Maybe that's why he liked him. I mean, I remember being in a room where he was campaigning in New Hampshire back in the last presidential cycle. This is not going to this isn't going to cut it. People get it. People see through this when you're not showing up to do your job. And, you know, Mayor Pete, he always manages to show up on the Sunday show, though.
He will. Ronna McDaniel says, Buttigieg couldn't fix potholes as a mayor. Tom Peugeot, the RNC response director. Buttigieg couldn't even fix potholes as a mayor. He needed Domino's. Domino's paid for the tar. Their own set put $5,000 in.
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time in South Bend, and, you know, very mixed reviews on Mayor Pete.
Ian Holworth, the Washington Examiner, says the biggest disaster to strike South Bend, Indiana, was Pete Buttigieg. So he opened himself up pretending as if South Bend was Jakarta, you know, during the tsunami. Who knows? We're going to take a short time out, come back, and find out exclusively what Martha has put together for her show. Will she have a band? Will this finally be an hour, a pure musical hour, where you finally sing the news? Will that be something you're working on? We'll find out if Martha answers the questions. She will show up.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Oh, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DRAG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DRAG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DRAG.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
John's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Weekly RX with Dr. Nicole Sapphire.
Heading into 2023, Canada has updated its recommendations regarding alcohol, stating that no amount of alcohol is safe and recommending no more than 2 drinks a week for men and women be consumed. This is significantly more restrictive than the dietary guidelines for Americans, which is to limit alcohol intake to 2 drinks or less a day for men or 1 drink or less a day for women. The reason being, alcohol is toxic. It is linked to heart disease, obesity, and many cancers. Yet many people, including myself, still consume it. Excessive alcohol use has led to more than 140,000 deaths and 3.6 million years of potential life lost each year in the United States, according to the CDC. Further, excessive drinking is responsible for about 1 in 5 deaths among adults aged 20 to 49 years. So moderation is key when it comes to consuming alcohol. If you're going to do it, be smart about it. Dr. Nicole Sapphire, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Weight loss surgeries, including gastric bypass and the band, appear to reduce the risk of an early death, especially from obesity-related conditions such as cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. Researchers going through 40 years of data from nearly 22,000 bariatric surgery patients in Utah, discovering that compared to people of similar weight, those who had 1 of 4 types of weight loss surgery were less likely to die from any cause.
And the drop was more dramatic when looking at specific causes of death, such as heart disease, diabetes, or cancer. Further research is needed to figure out exactly what's behind the lower risk. Bariatric surgery has been in practice since the 1950s. Doctors in 2020 alone conducted more than 198,000 bariatric surgery procedures in the U.S. The report appears in the journal Obesity. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, we're back, and in case you don't remember a few minutes ago, I just wondered. I don't have any sources, and it's rare for me to throw things out without any sources. I just said to myself, would Martha ever do a whole hour of just music, like, or sing the news? When the prompter comes up,
yeah,
I would make it.
Well, you know, if you asked me, like, if you weren't doing what you're doing, what would be your other dream
job? You would
job?
Like to do that?
That would be it.
Really? Can
to
you
stand
sing?
On a stage and sing really well. A friend of mine went to the Carrie Underwood concert last night, and she sent me some videos. Do you know that feeling of being able to stand on a stage and just have, like, hold the whole crowd's attention and be able to use your voice like that? I think would be phenomenal.
Have you tried? Have you got training?
I used to do musicals in high school. But
really?
I don't think I'm quite
so it's not going to happen
Square
today.
Garden level. I think not. But that's, you know, I mean, if you could have, if you, what's your other dream job? If
I'm
you
having,
didn't do this?
Let me see if I wasn't going to do this.
If you weren't doing this.
Which is, probably a masseuse. I like to rub people. So,
I'm just going to let that lie.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm going to take that one anywhere, actually.
No, I got to
think.
That
was not the answer that I expected.
You weren't? Okay.
I thought maybe professional soccer player.
But, you know, I got to think possible. What's, like,
no,
feasible?
No, I'm not thinking possible. I said, what's your other dream job? If you didn't have.
I answer next time you're on?
Yeah, sure.
Who's on
your... That was such a hard question, Brian.
I didn't really have a fallback plan.
I'm not talking fallback plan. I'm talking fantasy job. Starring on Broadway or at Madison Square Garden was not my fallback
plan. So if you did not get hired by Fox, you would not have gone to Broadway?
Well, I mean, you know, I guess I could have.
You could have
went to Broadway. It's not impossible, but probably not likely.
You'd have to get an agent.
Yeah.
And you didn't want us to do that again.
I would not be a masseuse, though.
It wouldn't be?
No. That would not be my
No, I probably the last thing I want to be is masseuse.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people you don't want to touch.
Right.
Right? And you have to. Because they got a gift certificate.
Yeah. No, there's just too many bad images.
And when someone walks in and gives you a gift certificate, if you're a masseuse, you got to feel like you're doing it for free because you don't even remember when the guy bought it. Yeah. So who's on your show?
That's an interesting theory. So we are going to talk to the former Vice President, Mike Pence, today. He's going to be joining us, and we're looking forward to that. Mike Gallagher is also with us. We're going to be talking Ukraine and China and all of the huge stakes of what's going on in the world right now, which I think is the biggest story happening. So we're looking forward to having him on today
So a couple of things.
Also, Cardinal Dolan's going to come by because today
in
is...
In studio?
Yes, because today is Ash Wednesday, and it's the first day of Lent for Catholics. And we're going to talk a little bit also about what happened in the revival at Ashbury University. And I know I was watching this morning that Ainsley was down there. I think it's a fascinating story. So we're going to get his thoughts on that as well.
A bunch of Gen Zs going down and staying there until they find God.
Yeah.
And a lot of people came. And it's going to be tonight again, I think.
I think they have one more, yeah, she said.
So, Martha, back to on the serious stuff about war. I just the follow-up question to everybody who says this is not where that we shouldn't play out, we should enforce our borders is, so we should allow Ukraine just to have gotten destroyed. We should just let Russia take an entire country. That's okay. I mean, to me, that's not an option. It's never been an option with America. They are an ally of ours. They're not in NATO. They're not a perfect country. But to me, you have a choice. You just give people the weapons to win. The president has to give them everything to win because he doesn't have more than a year. They got a year. They're running out of people, and America's running out of patience. But this is totally,
well,
in my view, worth it.
I saw that Yevgeny Prigozhin, head of the Wagner Group, said he thinks it's going to take 2 years for them to take the east part of Ukraine. And I understand what you're saying. I have a lot of mixed feelings about this. I try to read both sides of what people are saying on the issue of Ukraine. We clearly don't want Vladimir Putin to win. That we know. We don't want him to take over a country that he invaded, that has brought tremendous death and destruction and made a lot of children orphans. It's a horrific war crimes. It's a horrific, horrific situation. One of the clearest reasons is because of what would happen after that. Then you would have them beginning to lean on other NATO states, which obviously we have a commitment to protect. The other thing that I think would happen is that it also would embolden China. I think that then President Xi looks at a weakened America and sees it as a great time to take Taiwan. So that, you know, it's chess pieces. And when the chess pieces move, it's not just, I don't think the strongest argument is we have to protect them because they got invaded. Terrible things happen around the world all the time. I think the strongest argument is what would happen after that.
That's an argument. I would also add this. We showed weakness by giving them blankets and MREs.
We absolutely
originally
did.
Thanks, Martha.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DRAG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DRAG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. It's almost time. Republicans planning the first presidential debate in August.
RNC officials announced that Milwaukee will hold the GOP's first presidential debate of the primary season. The party is considering between 10 and 12 debates between August and its 2024 national convention, which also will be held in Milwaukee. It's likely to be a crowded primary season. Two high-profile Republicans have already formally launched campaigns, Donald Trump and Nikki Haley, and many others, including Mike Pence, Ron DeSantis, Mike Pompeo, and Tim Scott, are expected to enter the race. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Since its debut in 1971, an anti-pollution ad showing a man in Native American attire shedding a single tear at the sight of smokestacks and litter taking over a once unblemished landscape has become an indelible piece of TV pop culture. Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit that originally commissioned the ad, announced this week ownership of the ad's rights will be transferred to the National Congress of American Indians, which plans to retire its use. Also at SRNNews.com, more lawsuits are being filed against Norfolk Southern following the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio.
The Ohio-based law firm of Johnson & Johnson announced it's filed a class action lawsuit against the railroad on behalf of all the residents within 30 miles of the derailment site. The lawsuit demands the creation of a fund for medical monitoring, cleaning procedures, and new testing. The train that derailed earlier this month exposed the community to highly toxic chemicals when the crew set the chemicals on fire in an effort to prevent runoff. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Yet another derailment, though, for Norfolk Southern. This one Saturday near Lexington, North Carolina. One car jumped the tracks. Police say there were no reports of any injuries or hazmat problems. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Speculation has flared up about food shortages in North Korea as its top leaders prepare to meet over the country's agricultural policy.
While experts say there is no sign of mass death or famine, unconfirmed reports say an unspecified number of North Koreans have died of hunger. An enlarged plenary meeting of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party is slated for late February. Its specific agenda is unknown, but party officials have said that a turning point is needed in order to push through radical change in its agricultural development. Without a resolution, experts say leader Kim Jong-un would not have public support for his nuclear weapons program. I'm Karen Chalas.
The Federal Reserve preferred inflation gauge rose last month at its fastest pace since June, an alarming sign that price pressures remain entrenched in the U.S. economy and could lead the Fed to keep raising interest rates the rest of this year. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The FDA approves the first combination test for flu and COVID that can be used at home. For the latest on this medical story, we turn to correspondent Julie Walker with this report.
The Lucira COVID and flu home test, which can be purchased without a prescription, uses self-collected nasal swab samples and delivers results in about 30 minutes, according to the instructions. While at-home COVID tests are readily available, this is the first home test for the flu. The test was granted emergency use authorization. The FDA cautions there is a risk of false positive and negative results, and individuals who test negative and continue to experience symptoms of fever, cough, and/or shortness of breath may still have a respiratory infection and should seek follow-up care with their health care provider. I'm Julie Walker.
Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
From the Fox News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, it's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian
Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. We come to you live from 40th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. Heard around the country, heard around the world. Watching a lot of things happening today. We know the President of the United States is heading back. We know, too, the House Judiciary Committee has taken their committee meeting to the border in Tucson. Excuse me, I should say Yuma. And a lot of Democrats go, I can't believe this show thing. This is just sensationalism. No, it's a huge problem. How do we get people's attention on it? And if you're going to debate it and try to solve it, isn't it great to see it? I think it makes total sense. And I would love to see Democrats show up and say, I do see the problem. Maybe you have different ideas of how to fix it. Bottom of the hour, somebody who could be a presidential candidate soon, Governor Chris Sununu. Who knows? My guest on my immediate right might be a presidential candidate in the future, John Taffer. Before we go, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
But I don't read into that he's thinking of using nuclear weapons or anything like that. I think it's I'm not sure what else he was able to say in his speech at the moment. But I think it's a mistake, and I'm confident we'll be able to work it out.
I know you think they woke him in the middle of the night to give that statement. He was actually standing. China, Russia, the U.S., and Ukraine, what it all means for world peace. And breaking this morning, the U.S. announcing it will be sending more troops to Taiwan. I'll break it all down and give you my takeaways from Munich, Warsaw, and Kyiv.
Number two.
To the people of East Palestine and to the nearby communities in Ohio and Pennsylvania, you are not forgotten. We stand with you, we pray for you, and we will stay with you in your fight to help answer and the accountability that you deserve.
East Palestine welcomes former President Trump to town. Stealing the spotlight from a tone-deaf White House as Transportation Secretary Buttigieg is kind of shamed into showing up today. We'll give you the details.
Number one.
The real problem that they have is that Kamala Harris is not ready for prime time, or daytime for that matter. Democrats are very nervous to think of her as the runner-up to the Biden presidency if, in fact, he decides he's not going to run.
Right, and that's the problem. They're more nervous about the vice president than the president, who is 80 and looks every day of it. Joe might not go, as in run. Some Dems are looking at Plan B, as he seems the president is not fully committed to reelection. What would that mean for the Democratic field, as Republicans have at least three candidates all but ready to declare, and three are already in, including the former president? John Taffer, I know you're pumped up for the new season of Bar Rescue. It is Sundays at 10 o'clock on the Paramount Network, starting February 26th. And we do have a clip of that. But I also know you love politics.
I do. You know that.
It's a competition. It's almost like sports.
It is.
And this is, do you think it's more than spring training right now?
I think it's a little more than spring training right now. I think that people need to up their communications game in very, very many ways. And we'll see that happen these next few months as more players step to the plate, if you will.
Right.
But you know, I don't see any solid messaging coming out of anybody right now. I don't see any phrasing coming out of anybody. Nothing's rooting yet. But it's early.
You know, I laugh when people say, well, the transportation secretary doesn't have any direct transportation experience. And the HUD director was once a brain surgeon, the last one. And, you know, I understand the Secretary of State does have to have experience. But for these other departments, to me, is it fundamental management skills with experts around you? I know you've never maybe put a train back on its tracks, but if you show up with people that do and you understand what the problems is going in by being on the ground and seeing things in person, don't you believe that that's 70% to solving the problem, if not more?
Oh, absolutely, Brian. And also, I think that if I was that person, and I know nothing about a train crash, going there, asking questions, be a part of the solutions, I probably bring something to the table without any knowledge of a train crash. So to say that I bring nothing to the table, I have nothing to add to it, concerns me. Also, when you look at a cabinet post, I don't want them learning on my dime. I'd rather have somebody who has business experience,
sure,
commerce experience, transportation experience, trade experience, stepping into that role so they step in running, not walking. And I think we're seeing lack of experience in some of these ways.
Because
maybe good intent, but bad experience.
Right, because we hear the term, and I don't want to get you in trouble with equity. We need to fill a gap. We need to fill a slot rather than just get me the best man or woman.
That's correct, especially
when don't you think it's hurting our country?
I do think it hurts our country to some degree. I also think it's demotivating to some people who are fighting for opportunities that are very, very important to them personally, Brian. But I think that what we're seeing today is we're seeing standards being reduced to facilitate what they think the population can handle. Brian, if I ran a business that way, if I said I'm going to reduce the standards of my restaurant so it takes an hour and a half to get a meal, I'm going to reduce the standards. I'd be out of business. So we as a society are not going to get anywhere if we keep reducing standards. We have to raise standards.
And the thing is, we got to compete. For example, you're in the restaurant, you're in the restaurant business, maybe the most successful, knowledgeable restaurant person from a practical standpoint. You could teach any course at any university about it. But there's something about competing for that restaurant across the street, competing for the customer, that is purely American.
Absolutely.
You give me a chance to perform. You show up at my place, I'll give you a good time. And if not, I'll fix it. If we lose that at the foundation, if we stop with having honors classes for the smarter kids, if we stop giving awards to the MVPs, if we stop giving scholarships to people that earn it, like what's happening in Virginia, I think that breaks at the fabric of our country. I don't think that's a minor choice. I think that's a major thing. People have to be told to compete.
I think greatness should always be rewarded. Greatness is being diminished now when you think about it. But our country has become what we've become because of great people who elevated themselves and the people around them. You see, I believe that people can elevate other people. I don't believe governments can elevate people. That's the difference.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I just think the government gets out of the way, lets people compete. You regulate to keep the playing field fair, but you cannot negotiate outcomes. You know, to me, yesterday on the 5, we were doing this story about how in Los Angeles they got rid of all A-track, honors track, because they said there was too many Asians. They make up 16% of the student body, but 40% of the people in the honors. And then not enough African Americans weren't represented, but it's done on math, science, reading. Those are hardcore scores. That, to me, is not a minor story.
It's a big story. So what are we doing to elevate these groups of people who are underperforming? How do we focus on elevating them, not diminishing the success of those who succeed? It's a tough balance. I get that we need to have the underserved people served better. I get that we need to get uneducated people more educated. We have to lift them somehow. But lifting one can't be at the expense of another always, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the point that we're at, is one person's success can't cost the next person's success. We need to rise together.
Right. And I just think, fundamentally, that's what you do in your show in Bar Rescue. Guys compete. What are you doing wrong? Well, are you giving away the bar? How are you pouring your drinks? What are you doing for speed? What are you doing for cleanliness more than anything else? How are you serving your customers? What's this place look like? Who's your competition? What does it mean to you be successful? What does success look like? I mean, fundamentally, when we watch Bar Rescue, you go out of your way to make it a real slice of life. You don't say, take it from the top, I'm going to come in angrier. That's not the way John Taffer works.
No, they set the tone. If they're confrontational, I'm confrontational. If they're not, I'm not. But you know, I go in to help them, Brian. You know, people forget that in this Sunday's episode, it's a guy married, two sons, working in a business. He's in debt hundreds of thousands of dollars. He's about to lose his house. And he had 5 double cocktails at 8:30 before I even got there. So this is a real problem. This business is not going to succeed until he does. So it's an intense episode of confrontation. But, Brian,
we'll roll a clip of that. I think you just described the clip that
I did.
We have.
Yep.
Joe, enjoy that. Because that's the last drink you're going to have while I'm here. Because let me tell you what I've learned, Joe, because I've been sitting outside with your wife for a half hour watching you.
That's why they didn't get the drinks. If she was here, they would have got their drinks.
Her drink is awful. She spit it out. You didn't even notice she was sitting right there.
I didn't make it.
But it's your business. Her drink sucked.
Okay, and where the was she at? She's supposed to be behind the bar.
She was talking to me about your drinking problem.
Well, I don't have a drinking problem.
You don't have a drinking problem. How many drinks have you had today, Joe?
I had 4 doubles.
4 doubles. Yeah. And a couple of shots. Your wife is begging you to sober up and save your house.
She should have been behind the bar. She should teach the bartenders how to bartend.
And you should do nothing but drink.
I was cooking.
You weren't cooking. You were sitting here drinking.
I was on break.
I didn't know owners took breaks.
Classic failure denial. You know, Brian, sometimes these people own businesses and, you know, they wipe out their parents' retirement account. They should have closed 6 months ago, but they never do. Because when you close, you're admitting failure. And they will never admit failure. So they keep losing their parents' money along the way.
Slow motion train wreck.
Absolutely. And that's what was going on with this family. He wouldn't admit failure. So everything was an excuse. And he was drinking his family to poverty. So believe it or not, that's one of the most intense episodes we've ever done. Wait till you see the end of it. Boy, does he turn around.
It was amazing. You don't drink.
No.
But yet you've been in clubs and bars your whole life.
I have.
It's the toughest thing. When you say someone's lazy or they're overzealous or they're too autocratic, But when someone's got a drinking problem, do you ever feel like, oh, my goodness, I really can't touch this. I could just pull him or her out. I can't fix it.
Yeah, I try, and I get counselors in and stuff, but it's a very difficult thing to fix. Yeah, there have been a number of episodes where we brought counselors in, and I've really tried to help them long-term, and we have. Because when the desire is there, we'll invest in counselors and such, even after we leave, to help support them through that transition. But, you know, as a bar owner, Brian, I always felt somebody had to be responsible in a room. Somebody had to be sober to look out for everybody in the room. So I was a very responsible bar owner in that way.
Right. And you know, I was talking to somebody, too, that owns a comedy club right in Manhattan. And he said, I never had a drink in my life. I go, really? You've been in clubs your whole life. You were managing them, doing that. You get your own place. You know you want a 2-drink minimum. And you never get tempted to, like, have a drink and hang out. Is it because sometimes you see where the drinks can lead? Like, moderation is a rarity, or?
You know, I think if I was a pharmacist, I wouldn't do the drugs.
Right. Yeah.
And as a barman, liquor's for selling.
Well, you see,
for me, it's for selling. I don't see myself as a consumer. I see myself as a seller.
When we come back, the mood in the restaurant business now is fascinating. You mentioned this to me. I don't know if it was on TV or off, about the mood today coming out of COVID. You were there before when everything was raging. You were there when everything was destroyed. I would argue that the restaurant business has been hurt harder than anything else for 14 months. And then you're there for the reclamation project. What we're seeing now, that the plexiglass is down, that the tables are back, and that the masks are off. What does John Taffert see about America's economy on the blue collar side? Don't move.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-410-0011. 800-410-0011. That's 800-410-0011.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DRAG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DRAG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DRAG.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
A requiem mass this week as Catholics said a final farewell to a prince of the church, Australia's George Cardinal Pell, who died suddenly last month at age 82. Pell penned an article published on the day of his death by the London Spectator, criticizing Pope Francis' synodality initiative, calling it a, quote, toxic nightmare. Father Robert Sirico of the Acton Institute says Pell was concerned that Francis' move to hear from more voices in the church was a disregard for centuries of church teaching.
It's objective truth versus personal impulse.
The Synodal Way asks parishioners to listen, discern, and dialogue about the Holy Spirit and truth. There's a problem today, says Sirico of Pell's worries.
We've come to the point where people think that their feelings, their passions, their inclinations determine the truth of the thing. So the person can one day identify as any number of things, and that becomes the truth.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green,
Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeForkin with the Fox Celebrity Profile with Jessica Williams, who joins Jason Segel and Harrison Ford for the new Apple TV Plus comedy, Shrinking.
I kind of signed on to Shrinking with maybe only two episodes written at the time, and I just knew that I really, really loved the work of Bill Lawrence and Brett Goldstein and Jason Segel a lot, so it was kind of a no-brainer. They kind of had a loose idea of how they wanted Gabby to be, and they said that they were open to collaborating to figure her out.
Was the cast chemistry kind of immediate?
Yeah. You know, I have a lot of great chemistry with Krista, and with Harrison Ford, it really took me a second to get used to his face in real life, because I think I just had grown up seeing his face. So you go, oh, you're right in front of me. So once I got, like, you know, kind of past that, which took about maybe a couple days to a week, then I was able to kind of maybe be more present and spontaneous, I think. And then with Jason, we clicked pretty quickly.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He just may be the most successful music composer ever. Sir Paul McCartney talks about how he wrote a song for a movie, which has become one of his most popular songs to perform live.
Say, live and let die.
I thought, live and let die, it's not the easiest title around. But I thought of the obvious thing, the original expression being live and let live. But I enjoyed writing it. I read the book, I think, on the Saturday. Ian Fleming, original book, rather than look at a film script, so that I get my take on it or my feel for it. And then on the Sunday, I sat down at the piano and came quite quickly. I wrote the song. And Linda wrote the little middle bit, which is like a little reggae bit. What does it matter to you? You've got a judge, you've got a judge. And that was it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back. John Taffer's got a brand new season of Bar Rescue. When can we see this, John? The season starts Sundays at 10 o'clock on the Paramount Network.
Yes.
But I see them all the time. They're running your shows all the time.
Yeah, but we're on weekdays in the morning on Paramount, and we have our marathons on Sunday. So, yeah, we're on a lot, but it's a great feeling to have so many people watch us every
week.
Where
do you go? You go to, I see, California, Colorado.
California, Colorado, Idaho, South Carolina, and Florida, I believe.
You also use one of my favorite people. Not that I'm great friends with her like you are, but Maria Menounos was in the news lately. They had a surrogate. They have a kid.
Yep.
But you use her how in this series?
She's one of my dear friends, and I brought her in as a spy originally, Brian, about 6 years ago. That night, she drank a cocktail. The mix had expired 4 years earlier, so she almost threw up. Then she ate food, went home that night, and got sick. So she calls me up. She says, that's it. I'll never be your friend again. I'm sick as a dog. Never call me for Bar Rescue again. So, of course, she was teasing. We're dear friends. I've gotten her to do it four times since, and she's become one of my greatest spies.
How do people not recognize her?
Well, you know, she puts on a ball cap sometimes. She doesn't put on her makeup. She's in jeans, and you don't get to see her very often dressed that
way.
Would
you see her in the first episode? You'll see her this
Absolutely,
week?
Absolutely, you'll see her.
So can you give me an idea what she does?
So she's going to go in with her husband, Kevin Undergaro, and a couple of wrestlers. And they're going to go in the bar. They're going to order some drinks, order some food, and tell me what they think. And she has a couple words with the owner as well.
Okay. Not to give too much away. I think the times in the van when you're watching is, to me, the most entertaining, because you're seeing people unaffected. You know, I have no idea they're taping.
No.
They have no idea you're taping them.
Yep. I tell you, one of my greatest moments ever in that van, I've never told you this story, was that I did a bar in Southern California, and the husband wasn't coming home till 5, 6 in the morning, was cheating on the wife, and that was the story. So I said, let the wife do recon with me in a car. So the wife gets in the car. She's got a gift bag in her hand. And I say, what's the gift for? She goes, it's my 14th anniversary. I said, oh, is that for your husband? She goes, yes. I said, what did you get him? She goes, divorce papers. And that's how the episode started.
Wow. Oh, my. Okay. So
you never know what you're going to get in Bar Rescue. It's as real can be.
How's the economy doing from what you see? And how do you characterize the owners you're working with?
I say pensive, if you will, scared, stung, if you will. You know, we're fighting costs. The business is out there. Customers are coming back. Many restaurants are running 20% over pre-pandemic levels.
But
can't get employees. The employees we get are leaving all the time. We can't get kitchen help. They're coming and going constantly. Costs are going up. And what people don't quite realize, Brian, is, you know, chicken wings are up over a dollar a piece. If I pay a dollar for a chicken wing, I got to sell it for $3. So that means six chicken wings are going to cost you $19 in a restaurant. It's a challenge to keep our prices in line, to provide value. But supermarkets have gone so much up so much in inflation that restaurants are still a good value.
Right. So people go out to eat and not say this is a luxury we can't afford. You could say this is really comparable because I put up these numbers, the average, I guess from $11 and $8, it seems like it's cheaper to go out to eat than ever before. I have an example. I want to throw something at you. Nettie's House of Spaghetti, a restaurant in Tinton Falls, New Jersey, is banning children under 10 from dining in the establishment. Quote, between the noise levels, lack of space for high chairs, cleaning up crazy messes, and the liability of kids running around, we have decided it's time to take control of the situation. Would that be something John Taffer recommended?
I would never recommend that.
Why?
Well, first of all, Spaghetti House is a family concept. Right. I mean, spaghetti is a whole. I just don't think that you would do that. Now, if this was a fine dining restaurant, a white tablecloth, fine dining, check average of $250, sure, I wouldn't want children running around. But this sounds like a family spaghetti restaurant to me, and that doesn't seem like the right move. Also, I was curious to see the subscription things going on with restaurants now.
Yeah, tell me about this concept. So if I pay for Taffer's Tavern, and I say, if I sign for a subscription to you, $140 gets me a meal from you because I love your place. Mm-hmm. It gets delivered to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cheaper than if I went to your restaurant.
Correct.
Well, how does that help a restaurant?
Well, first of all, it gives me the cash flow ahead of time, which is a really, really important thing.
You're billing me every month, whether I take it or not.
Correct. And I'm getting built-in revenues that I can anticipate ahead of time, which is pretty terrific. If it snows that day, I'm still getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
If customers don't come that night, I'm still getting paid. I don't have the front of the house labor. Service
right.
And all that pressure upon me.
That's why I can charge less.
Yep. But, you know, gift cards are a similar way to do that. What people don't know about gift cards is about 30% of all gift cards are never redeemed. So a restaurant, in theory, if they sold a bunch of gift cards, would be picking up cash that you're not rendering any services for.
That's a good move, too. So you like this innovative way to earn money.
Yeah.
I mean, for the restaurant I'm invested in at Publicans,
yeah.
When they got shut down, you were in there,
mm-hmm.
And they said, well, what about doing some takeout business? They go, we don't really do that. Well, during the pandemic, they did it, and the people pitched in to help them, and they would order. And now it's going. Now they have a takeout business. They didn't know it existed.
Yeah.
So takeout is something else could be fine revenue. You can't just shut it off and go, not my people. I'm not a takeout place.
No, you have to seize the market opportunity that's before you, certainly. But, you know, Brian, some of these subscriptions are dining in the restaurant, too. So let's say there's a high-demand restaurant here in New York. You can't get a table. So for $140 a month, you're guaranteed one Thursday a month. You're guaranteed your table is there, your meal is there. It's an interesting opportunity in a high-demand market
mm-hmm.
to pre-sell reservations, almost like a theme park does.
I did think the labor was coming back. That is not the case?
A little bit. It is coming back a little bit, but it's concerning. You know, 7 years ago, if I went to the National Restaurant Association convention, there were 4 robotic booths. Today, there's over 100.
Wow.
The robotics are taking over the industry because it's filling a need. If we don't have employees, we have to solve it through robotics.
Right. We thought it would be the other way, employees being forced out. But now, since employees don't show up, it makes it easier to make that transition.
We're forcing in the technology, really.
Right. But you always need that smile in the front of the house, I thought. Season 8 of Bar Rescue, check it out. Sundays at 10 o'clock on the Paramount Network, beginning this week, February 26th. John Taffer, always a privilege.
Good to see you, buddy.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
You think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I'm hearing the president's job performance increasing. He's now at 49% among registered voters, and according to the latest Marist poll, voters really complimented him on his trip to Kyiv. He's focused on business. He's focused on the economy. He's not focused on running. We have 92% of Democrats who like Joe Biden, 86% of Democrats who approve of the job he's doing, and a majority, as you're showing here, who think Biden should be the nominee. 92% of Democrats don't even like the 4th of July. This is remarkably united, and we're ready to run with Joe Biden and proud of his record and ready to finish the job.
Sadly, I believe the 92% don't like the 4th of July. With me right now is Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire. Governor, he seems like the greatest president ever, according to a Democratic pollster, Celinda Lake. Is he on a roll?
Is he on a roll? Well, can we just deal with the 4th of July? what is this? I don't like the 4th of July. No, holy cow, what is going on in this country? No, Joe Biden is not on a roll. Joe Biden, he went over to Ukraine. He seemed to, bolster up, I think, confidence over there. Great, good job. That's your job. That's fantastic. Go to Ohio. You tell me if Joe Biden and the administration is on a roll. Go talk to real people. This is a management style that thinks that just by having more left-wing policies, you're going to be okay. And so, yeah, I get it. When you're in that position and, most of your party really doesn't want you to run, you're going to pull out any data point you can to try to take a short-term win, because the first 2 years have not gone so well for Joe. I mean, let's be honest.
But the midterms, I think, gave him a different message.
I got to be honest. Look, I think the midterms should have given Republicans a different message. The midterms should have told Republicans candidate quality matters. Joe Biden didn't win the midterms. Republicans nominated bad candidates, and we allowed Democrats to paint us as extreme, even when some of them weren't all that extreme, but many of them were, and they lost. And America is frustrated because they want results-driven leadership. They want competency in there. They don't just want to be on the right side of policy. They need to know that there's going to be individuals there that will actually follow through and get the job done. And Republicans did a bad job of, connecting with voters on what really mattered. And we forgot to ask voters the most important poll question of all: are you pissed off? Are you really ticked off at the attitude, at the lack of things moving? It wasn't just about policy with the American voters. So let's not give Joe Biden any credit on 22. Let's take a little ownership ourselves.
I know you told me that I think you said it on camera, that you don't think that Governor DeSantis, for example, people are ticked off, and he was going in there maybe satisfying their anger, and also I'm not saying he was inauthentic, but going in there and looking at CRT and looking to get rid of these woke programs that say you can pick your gender by, and we're going to talk about sexual gender in third, up through first through third grade or through primary school. And he went in there and said that's going to change, and we're not going to have CRT in our schools, and we're not going to put it on AP exams. You don't believe a governor should be doing that, correct?
Well, no, let's be clear. Look, you got to push back on the woke stuff. Absolutely. No, and especially in public schools, those are government run, right? And in New Hampshire in particular, they run locally. That we don't, kind of dictate from above what you go in there. So you have to have those battles. I'm a believer that it's the parents that have to be winning those battles at the local level, because parents connect with the teachers, they connect with curriculum, they hire and fire the school boards. So, I don't mind having that, but it's really with the private businesses where I say you got to have a clear line. A private business, there's lots of businesses in New Hampshire that might be left-wing and liberal and politically don't, care so much for the conservative values of Chris Sununu. That's okay. It's private business. All right, let the free market take care of it. I'm a principled free market conservative, and I think we just have to get back to the basics of understanding the limits of government power. I'm a local control guy. I'm a limited government guy. If we're trying to beat the Democrats at big government trying to fix culture, that never works. Government is not here to fix culture. That has to happen from a community, parent, individual level, which is why, we focus so much on those individual freedoms. So and schools are the purview of government. So you have to understand where that is. Like I said, in New Hampshire, it's driven at a local level, a little more than a state level. Maybe in Florida, it's at a state level. Or in New Mexico, it's wherever, right? So you got to kind of pull the levers you can pull, understanding the limits of that responsibility.
In New Hampshire, do they have an option of going public or private with the money afforded them by public school money? For example, yeah. And I guess it's $8,000 in Iowa, $8,000 you get, and they could decide to put that $8,000 and go private. Can you do that in New Hampshire?
Yeah. I passed school choice about 2 years ago. We thought a few hundred families would do it. Thousands jumped in. It is awesome, and we're expanding it. And as my budget this year, we're expanding it. So we have a lot of opportunities, especially for lower income families, right? I mean, let's just kind of be blunt and say, why should private school just be for the rich kids, right? Let's let inner city families, more lower income families, folks that have other challenges, be first at the trough to kind of have that opportunity. Right. And that's what government's here for. We're not here to guarantee outcomes. We're not here to solve your problems, but we are here to present as many opportunities, doors of opportunities for you, or your family, your kids, whatever. And that's the funnest part of the job, right? Redesigning those and creating new doors and inviting people that were never even asked. I've had families come up and go, no one ever offered, hey, what do you want for your child's education? And these families come up to me all the time, and they're floored that we even empower them with that decision. But it is their decision. They come first.
I'm brilliant at sports analogies, and I think I have one. You ready?
Let's do it.
It is like Governor Sununu says, I'm going to organize the game and let you play. I'll roll the ball out, but I'm not going to pay off the refs to make sure you win.
There you go. It's not a rigged system. There's free agency in this, right?
Yeah.
You can go from team to team. You're not just kind of where you
so
live.
So you're embracing my analogy.
There you go. I love it. I'm going to go with free agency because I don't like to think that refs are rigging things, although we know there's a history of that, of course. But,
all right.
You come first.
I'm going to bring you two things and see how you feel about it. So Governor Kemp is standing by and decides the election laws in Georgia are too loose, seem to be tightened up. We're going to get away from signature, and we're going to do IDs. And they got labeled as a racist. Remember, it was Jim Crow 2.0. And out go these major corporations. And he stood by, and Major League Baseball picked up their All-Star game and left. So that's a governor who said, you can do what you want. You're mischaracterizing exactly what I'm doing. It turned out to be right. And all these corporations got scared of their employees and made those moves. Governor DeSantis sees Disney condemn him like Delta and others condemned the governor of New Georgia. And he said, no, I'm going to get you. Don't mischaracterize my bill. I'm taking away your autonomous status. Would you have been more like Kemp, or would you have been more like DeSantis?
Yeah, no. They're both friends. I love Brian, by the way, in Georgia. He's just an incredible governor. When it comes to private business, I ran a private business. I had 800 employees. What if the Democrat governor at the time didn't like my conservative values, what I was doing with my business, and wanted to put more regulations or take things away or treat me different than everyone else? I would have. That's not live free or die. Live free or die is what we're all about here in New Hampshire. You have a private business. I do believe the market will take care of it. And guess what? The free market took care of Disney, right? The free market took care of Disney when they said, we're not going to these woke movies anymore. And Disney, fired their CEO, and they're slowly trying to make changes. And that's a very positive sign.
But they did fire him because of the DeSantis confrontation. They didn't fire him because they came out with the Don't Say Gay bill. He apologized to his employees for not coming out against the Don't Say Gay bill, which is totally mischaracterization. So at one point,
I got to be careful, Brian. Look at the bottom line at Disney. It had a terrible year. People didn't go see those movies. They're pushing back against it. They're not coming in droves like they used to. And they said, and Disney is a private business, and as any private business, they said, we need to make money. Right? At the end of the day, this ESG stuff is nonsense. This wokeism is nonsense. If it's affecting the bottom line, believe you me, the board and the shareholders ultimately drive it. The market knows. They really do.
So you would have been more like Kemp?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course. Because did we like it? Weren't we all furious as Republicans when Stacey Abrams and the Democrat establishment, leaned on Major League Baseball? They didn't make that decision on their own. They were totally pressured with political pressure to move out, and they did, and it was the wrong decision, and everyone got upset with baseball, right? So that's an exact example of the Democrats did it. You don't retaliate by trying to beat them at their game, right? The market will take care of it, and you have to know the limits of government, because if not, we're going to start a precedent and really a war of, attacking each other's businesses. This is America. This is America. The private industry has to be free of regulation and those types of fears,
right,
of a hammer coming down on them because of where their politics
are. Even there was never Jim Crow 2.0, and the Major League Baseball did cost people thousands of dollars in businesses in Atlanta, and they moved it to Colorado. So people did pay.
It was insane. Yeah. Brian was 100% right. He was 100% right. And by the way, I mean, he was kind of copying, not copying New Hampshire per se, but we in New Hampshire, you have to show your ID to vote. Everyone believes in that. And this early voting stuff is difficult. And, you know, mail-in voting, I don't like any of it. At the end of the day, you got to play by the rules of your state. You know, I mean, if your state has early voting, I got to tell you, go vote early. Go play by those rules. If those are the rules, play by them, right? We don't have it in New Hampshire, but I can encourage everyone, play by those rules and make sure that you're getting out, you're getting the vote out on the Republican side. We tend not to do that well enough. So at the end of the day, you got to win in November, whether it's on a candidate, whether it's on an issue, whether it's on a ballot initiative. You've got to have the right candidates that can cross that finish line in November, close the deal so we don't get ourselves in this muck.
Zuved, you've won four times, correct?
I have four times.
So you've had the success. You had a huge win that was never in doubt in last election cycle. Kellyanne Conway, who considers you a friend, did say this about you, though.
Well, Governor Sununu has been a great leader, chief executive of New Hampshire, and I know him. We're friends. I do want to ask, though, why we got wiped out legislatively, even though he was reelected overwhelmingly. We lost a lot of Republican legislative seats, and I do think the strength of any executive is it runs in part through your ability to keep that bench filled and keep the legislative populated with folks who agree with your agenda and will help you support and pass it. And also, look, he supported a different candidate in the primary, endorsed a different candidate in the primary for United States Senate. But once the Republican nominee there, General Baldock, was in place, I do think we could have done more to support him and get Maggie Hassan out of there for 6 years.
Would you, do you have a retort?
No, look, Kellyanne's great. I do have a fully Republican and fully Democrat legislature, fully Republican, fully Republican Senate on both sides of the House. Look, extreme candidates are tough. I was on Hannity, right? I was on with Sean, with Don Bolduc. As much as Don Bolduc tore me apart, I said, we're putting that aside. We did everything we could to get him across the finish line. But, you know, Don Bolduc has to answer, you know, for his campaign, of course. This is a purple state, right? Florida is a very red state. There are very red states where you can win overwhelmingly. But at the end of the day, in New Hampshire, candidate quality matters. Why are we first in the nation in the primary? Because we got to look you in the eye. We got to buy off on you as a person as much as anything else before we even get to the whole policy stuff. That's why all the candidates are coming up here. We're very proud of that. So it all comes back to candidate quality, not just in that U.S. Senate race, but whether it's in House races, and making sure we have a galvanized message and we're not pinned as extreme. And as again, I lost the fully Democrat legislature in my second term. I was the only governor in America that turned my legislature fully Democrat to fully Republican in 2020. So Kellyanne's great. She's a good friend. They want to take their digs and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, we've done an incredible job here, and we try to put good candidates up to win the right seats.
So the former Vice President Mike Pence broke with President Trump and came out and said, I am calling for cuts on Medicare and Social Security. They have to be on the table with $33 trillion in debt. We should consider raising the retirement age, number one. I think we have to, by the way. That would make sense, or increase the contribution. Are you somebody that says leave it alone, lockbox, or are you like Mike Pence, put everything on the table?
No, look, the first thing we have to do is get discretionary spending under control. Everyone wants to talk entitlement reform. We shouldn't be doing that until you get folks in Washington that get discretionary spending. Then the way you balance the budget, the way you control a lot of this without worrying about what benefits you're going to cut, you start to do what the founding fathers wanted, Brian. They said, let the states have the say. Send the money back in block grant. Send the regulatory back to states. That's what former President Trump never understood. You drain the swamp by taking the control out of the swamp. Department of Education doesn't need 10,000 employees when you're sending all the rules, responsibilities, and the money and the opportunity back to the states and let them compete it out as it was designed. You get rid of 90% of the Department of Education and still get better results and probably actually even send more money because you're not wasting it in Washington, right?
But Social Security you would give to the states?
No. So now we're going to talk entitlement reform. So you have Social Security and Medicare. Again, you can restructure those and create more opportunities without telling people they're going to lose their benefits. You can absolutely do it. But folks that have been in Washington too long tend to think, well, we have to fix the get a better Washington answer, as opposed to letting individuals and communities and states having more say and control. And again, Social Security has to stay national, of course. But you can create more options, more opportunities, more it's basically a one-stop shop, right, where we send all our money, it sits in this account, it grows at a certain rate. The federal government has been pulling off of that, by the way, right? They've used it as basically their own little bank account. You have to stop doing that. So there's so many other dominoes, I think, that have to fall before we start scaring people with what entitlements we're going to pull away from them. I mean, ultimately, you're going to have to deal with the issues in the restructuring. But, man, I think it's just terrible messaging. They're thinking way too Washingtonized about it, way too big government about it. That's what Democrats do. Mm-hmm. Let's remember what we are as Republicans: limited government, local control, back to the states, individual responsibility. We all agree on this stuff. And that's where you get right. Efficiency, you get balance, you can get your balanced budgets back into alignment, and you can grow the economy even faster to actually start driving, you know, with this $31 trillion in debt. That's a real number. It's almost unfathomable number, but it's a real number.
That's the interesting
$31 trillion has to get under control.
So 20 seconds, Governor, will you have to decide by the spring to be ready for debates in July if you're going to run?
No. Look, I'm not worried about that. We'll kind of see where it all goes. We're very interested in running. We're raising a lot of money. In my last 10 seconds, we got to grow this party, and that's what I'm focused on. We got to bring independents in, the next generation of Republicans. They're not with us right now, and if we don't do that, we can't win in November. So we'll see where all that takes us in the next 6 months, and if I want to jump on a debate stage, I'll jump on a debate stage, and we'll have a lot of fun.
Right.
But it's really about growing the party.
No one thinks you don't know the issues. Let's see if it resonates with all of America, not just New Hampshire. Governor Chris Sununu, thanks so much.
All right, thank you, buddy. We'll talk soon.
You got it. Back in a moment. We're going to wrap up this hour. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DRAG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DRAG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DRAG.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Chris, this needs to go to Parkville by 3.
Joy to the holiday packages that keep coming at Jimenez Couriers.
Coming your way, but the drop-off location is changing.
She needs delivery drivers with the gift of punctuality.
Anyone looking to pick up some overtime? Anyone?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
It all started with the brutal murder of a young married couple. Now, more than 40 years after the couple was found, investigators and forensic genealogists are cracking the case wide open to uncover a stunning second mystery.
Where's the baby?
I said, well, wait, he had a baby?
We cross the country speaking with victims' families and those close to the case as we ask, what about Holly?
I just want to know what happened.
Available on FoxNewsPodcasts.com and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, the Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Did you recommend charges against Donald Trump? What would your reaction be if the DA decides against bringing any charges after what you've seen?
I will be sad if nothing happens. I will be frustrated if nothing happens. This was too much information, too much of my time. There was just too much for this to just be, oh, okay, we're good, bye.
And if it was just a perjury charge?
I will be happy as long as something happens.
That's not why you run a grand jury, to make sure something happens, is to evaluate if something happened. And you think something happened, obviously, but you're not supposed to be talking about deliberations or conclusions. And that's the foreperson of the grand jury that was put in place to evaluate whether the Trump team violated election laws and tried to change votes in Georgia. And they looked at a lot of tape, and this is the woman in charge. And most people who hate Trump are more horrified than people that like him. Because, number one, this is a jury. If she's the best at what they got, she's between retail jobs. No offense, but there are so many retail opportunities out there. If you're between retail jobs, you're not trying. And if you see her, you understand this is not a serious individual. Should not be deciding whether, for the first time in history, a former president is indicted. Thanks so much for listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Keep it here. And remember, One Nation coming up Saturday night at 8 o'clock.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DRAG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DRAG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
What's being hidden from
from us.
About the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, and 1460.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.